The presidency is the most powerful office in the world. It's an office that not only tests your judgment, perhaps even more importantly, it's an office that can test your character. Because you not only face moments when you need the courage to exercise the full power of the presidency, you also face moments where you need the wisdom to respect the limits of the power of the office of the presidency. This nation was founded on the principle that there are no kings in America. Each of us is equal before the law. No one is above the law, not even the President of the United States. Today's Supreme Court decision on presidential immunity, that fundamentally changed. For all practical purposes, today's decision almost certainly means that there are virtually no limits on what a president can do. This is a fundamentally new principle, and it's a dangerous precedent, because the power of the office will no longer be constrained by the law, even including the Supreme Court of the United States. The only limits will be self-imposed by the president alone. This decision today has continued the court's attack in recent years on a wide range of long-established legal principles in our nation. From gutting voting rights and civil rights, to taking away a woman's right to choose, to today's decision that undermines the rule of law of this nation. Nearly 4 years ago, my predecessor sent a violent mob to the U.S. Capitol to stop the peaceful transfer of power. We all saw it with our own eyes. We sat there and watched it happen that day. Attack on the police, the ransacking of the Capitol, a mob literally hunting down the House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, gallows erected to hang the Vice President, Mike Pence. I think it's fair to say it's one of the darkest days in the history of America. Now the man who sent that mob to the U.S. Capitol is facing potential criminal conviction for what happened that day. And the American people deserve to have an answer in the courts before the upcoming election. The public has a right to know the answer about what happened on January 6th before they asked to vote again this year. Now, because of today's decision, that is highly, highly unlikely. It's a terrible disservice to the people of this nation. So now the American people have to do what the courts should have been willing to do, but will not. The American people have to render a judgment about Donald Trump's behavior. The American people must decide whether Donald Trump's assault on our democracy on January 6th makes him unfit for public office in the highest office in the land. The American people must decide if Trump's embrace of violence to preserve his power is acceptable. Perhaps most importantly, the American people must decide they want to entrust the president once again, the presidency, to Donald Trump. Now knowing he'll be even more emboldened to do whatever he pleases whenever he wants to do it. You know, at the outset of our nation, it was the character of George Washington, our first president, to find the presidency. He believed power was limited, not absolute. And that power always resides with the people. Always. Now, over 200 years later, today's Supreme Court decision, once again, it'll depend on the character of the men and women who hold that presidency that are going to define the limits of the power of the presidency, because the law will no longer do it. I know I will respect the limits of the presidential powers I have for 3.5 years, but any president, including Donald Trump, will now be free to ignore the law. I concur with Justice Sotomayor's dissent today. Here's what she said. She said, in every use of official power, the president is now a king above the law. With fear for our democracy, I dissent. End of quote. So should the American people dissent. I dissent. May God bless you all. May God help preserve our democracy. Thank you. May God protect our troops.
So confident you should be the president.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have a complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geiser, your host for just the first few minutes of the show today. Alex Jones is in studio and will be joining us any minute for this broadcast. He's currently in a meeting with lawyers fighting the info war on a different front for the first 2 minutes, but make sure you stay tuned because he will be here. He will be covering the incredible, baffling, and troubling response from Joe Biden yesterday in response himself to the Supreme Court ruling. And I want to get one thing really straight here. The president of the United States is not a king, is not a dictator. Certainly, we've been critical of the powers of the executive branch expanding seemingly incessantly over the course of the last 250 years. But the Supreme Court ruling yesterday does not make the president of the United States a king or a dictator, despite what Joe Biden and other pundits may say or think. And what was troubling to me was how incessant the narrative was from leftist media outlets yesterday that this was what the Supreme Court was ruling. Because after all, when push comes to shove, they're trying to pin this on Donald Trump as Donald Trump trying to be dictator. But who is the president of the United States? I know he's a president in name only, but it's Joe Biden. So if they're claiming that the Supreme Court has determined that the president of the United States is a king, is a dictator, what they are saying is that Joe Biden is now dictator. They're trying to blame Trump for it. They're trying to scare you away from Trump as a result of it. But Donald Trump is not the president of the United States. And so what they have done is they have gaslit the American people again by claiming that this gives unprecedented powers to the presidency. We've known for a fact that the president has never been personally liable for the official acts of the office. I mean, a king or a dictator can do anything regardless of a Senate or a House of Representatives. Anything that they say is just dictated and it becomes law and it must be done. They issue orders and they must be done. That is not what happened in the Supreme Court yesterday. The Supreme Court just recognized a degree of personal immunity for official acts as the President of the United States. Not that anything the President does or says is legal or shall be done or shall be honored by our government and all of its branches. But let's just look at the incessant degree in which the left lost their minds yesterday. Let's start with clip number 16. This is Rachel Maddow doing what Rachel Maddow does best, which is lose her mind and speak incessantly in a delirious, incoherent, and unreasonable way. Clip 16.
And this is a president who has activated pro-Trump paramilitary groups that, you know, wear insignia and t-shirts and hold placards celebrating literally right-wing death squads, right? This is a president who has talked about absolutely using the Justice Department to go after his rivals. This explicitly immunizes anything the president wants to do through the Justice Department, but all but explicitly justifies anything the president wants to do full stop to anyone. And that is as serious as it gets.
So the president is somehow responsible. This being President Trump is responsible for right-wing death squads. When I can't think of a single act of right-wing terrorism, I guess Charlottesville would fall into that category. There was that death with the car at the protests. But there's by no means been right-wing death squads or terrorist coordinated attacks. I mean, the closest thing that the left could even claim was some sort of a right-wing extremist event was January 6th, but we know that was catalyzed by the Fed. We know it was catalyzed by Antifa. We know Nancy Pelosi has now admitted on recordings that she failed and she takes full responsibility for what happened. And the only people who died were unarmed protesters. And they try to say that some cop died by getting his head hit with a fire extinguisher, but then it was proven later that wasn't really the case. I mean, the real threat on January 6th, as far as to lives was concerned, were the protesters themselves. They were the ones that were by far the most endangered. And all while Rachel Maddow is claiming that Trump is going to use this Supreme Court ruling in order to activate right-wing death squads after he becomes president again, we have Representative Lofgren, who was from the January 6th committee, saying all sorts of powers that this now gives the president. This is clip number 5. Go ahead and run that. Clip 5, please.
I guess, you know, theoretically, President Biden, acting within the scope of his official duties, could dispatch the military to take out the conservative justices on the court, and he'd be immune.
Unbelievable. And she wasn't the only one who said that. And I want to show you guys Joy Reid totally failing to cope. She's given up her Trump wig in protest of this Supreme Court ruling. This is clip number 6. Let's watch this 3-minute video and then we'll unpack it on the other side. I'll show you some other examples of some left-wing activists online who are absolutely losing their minds over this ruling. And then we're going to unpack what really happened. Go ahead, clip 6.
This election is no longer about the old guy that's in the White House now. Like, you know, all the op-ed pages and the New York Times can run around and opine about, you know, what Joe Biden should do. And, you know, y'all have fun with that. Enjoy yourselves, intellectual thought leaders. I no longer care. Doesn't matter to me anymore. It's above me now. It's above me now. There's a Waffle House next door. There's a Best Western next door as well. It's above me now. It's above Joe Biden now. Don't care about Joe Biden's age, infirmity, that he shuffle when he walk. I don't care. He could be seated for the rest of from now to election day and never get up off a chair. He could sit down. He could roll around in a wheelchair. He could be on a skateboard seated. I don't care. Donald John Trump cannot be allowed back into the White House, because if you combine that madman with this court, two of whose members are insurrectionists, who flew, one of whom flew an upside down flag at his home and blamed it on his wife, who's also crazy. The other of whom's wife literally was part of the insurrection. And they ruled in this. They put themselves in the Leonard Leo Six. They went ahead and ruled on this with no shame. You combine this court, two of whose members are going to immediately resign and put 30-year-olds in there, including probably the guy who wrote the opinion in the Beaters case, meaning that Beaters should be able to get machine guns, which, by the way, they have now arrogated to themselves the power to decide all federal rules, everything, whether your plane that you fly in is safe, how much carbon can be in the atmosphere, how much filth can be in your water. They said agencies that have experts can't decide that. They will decide that. So they are kings, and Trump is king. You put him in the White House, combined with this court and a Republican House and Senate, we're done, y'all. All the rights that were won in the 20th century, the hard-earned rights of women, laborers, workers, the rights of children. Remember, child labor used to be legal. The rights of black folks, forget that. The rights of non-white immigrants, forget that. All of the 20th century, they are trying to repeal the entire 20th century, and they're doing it fast. Between them and these crazy Republican governors, they are repealing the American century, the 20th century, because they don't like it and they want back the 19th century, the century when super rich white men, unchecked and untaxed, amassed great wealth, passed it down with no taxation to their descendants and pretended that they had earned it on their own, that they were just masters of the universe. They want that era back. They think that the 20th century was an abomination and they are dismantling it. They're coming for every single one of our rights. They're not done. They're not done. If you love having your freedom, having the freedom for contraception, LGBTQ rights, that's going too. If you don't think they're coming for Obergefell, if you don't think they're coming for all these rights, then you are delusional. They're coming for all of it. They're dismantling the 20th century. They are repealing the 20th century. This ain't about Joe Biden anymore, y'all. It ain't about his policies. There are a lot of them I disagree with. There's a lot of them I disagree with deeply, deeply, morally. But it's not, it's above me now. It's above him now. You cannot allow Republicans to control the White House, the House, and the Senate, and the Supreme Court, and all of these states. You're now voting for your life. You must vote. Listen to Taraji P. Henson, y'all. Project 2025, they've now just implemented it from the court. You don't even need it now. You have this court, plus Trump, plus the House, plus the Senate, plus all these states. Y'all better vote for your lives in November. I'm gone. Y'all be good. And God, good luck and God bless. For real, for real.
So as you can see, they're losing their mind, and it's totally incoherent and irrational. It's not backed by what happened in this ruling whatsoever. And I'm going to show you in a minute the last 30 seconds or so of Biden's remarks where he declares himself king. And we're going to compare it to Emperor Palpatine's speech when he took full power in Star Wars. And Alex Jones is going to be joining us in a few minutes. He's doing a meeting right now, a legal meeting. So he'll be on the show in just a matter of a few minutes, definitely by the bottom of the hour. So stay tuned for that as well. But what we see here is the Biden campaign totally freaking out in response to the terrible performance on last Thursday. And we know that the campaign has been split against the Democratic Party and the deep state. The CIA understands that Joe Biden is no longer a useful idiot. He is now a useless idiot. So they've stabbed him in the back. The Democratic Party itself has realized that among all of the people that could be possibly running against Donald Trump, Joe Biden is the least likely to win. Now that polls are coming out saying that 72% of American voters think that he is incapable cognitively of being the president of the United States. And so what we see here is the weaponization of the Supreme Court ruling to fear, to strike fear in the hearts of the left that Donald Trump will actually legally be allowed to be dictator while simultaneously giving Biden dictatorial powers. This is a major psyop. It's a mass manipulation of the population. It's a total abuse of information and lie. And we just need to watch this 30 seconds just so you can get a sense of how bad this is. Go ahead.
Today, she hears what she said. She said, in every use of official power, the president is now a king above the law. With fear for our democracy, I dissent.
He declared himself king.
End of quote. So should the American people dissent. I dissent. May God bless you all. May God help preserve our democracy. Thank you. May God protect our children.
And throughout the entire address, first of all, it was only a few minutes. We'll get into the post-address response from the mainstream media and cover that. But throughout the entire address, he's repeatedly talking about how now I have these dictatorial powers, but I promise I'll respect them. I promise I'll yield the power. I promise I'll respect the office of the presidency in the way that it was meant to be respected. It sounded eerily familiar to clip number 19 of Senator Palpatine when he was given emergency powers in Star Wars. Let's go ahead and run this.
Order! We shall have order!
It is with great reluctance that I have agreed to this calling. I love democracy. I love the republic. The power you give me, I will lay down when this crisis has abated.
The power you give me, I will lay down when this crisis has abated.
And as my first act with this new authority, I will create a grand army of the Republic to counter the increasing threats of the separatists.
So this is how democracy dies, with thunderous applause. Let's look at clip number 10 of CNN's post-remarks analysis after Biden was done giving his very brief teleprompter-ridden and mistake-ridden address where he said things like end of quote again. He read from the teleprompter, end of quote, which you're not supposed to do, turned his back and took no questions, obviously seemed to have been spray tanned. I mean, this is totally Weekend at Bernie's going on. Clip number 10.
Joe Biden, after cannonballing into an empty swimming pool on Thursday night, came out tonight and spoke for 4 minutes off of a teleprompter. He's good for 4 minutes today, as long as somebody else wrote it. After having this completely tone-deaf sort of announcement coming out of this meeting that you wrote about with his family this weekend, where his son, the notorious influence peddler and crack addict, Hunter Biden, says, you got to keep going. Also, they were hanging out with Annie Leibovich, the photographer, which I wasn't even aware she was taking mugshots now. This entire thing since Thursday has been one tone-deaf political disaster after another. Tonight, he comes out in the Texas Supreme Court and says, oh, the president can now do whatever he wants. The same guy, by the way, whose centerpiece of his speeches is, the Supreme Court tried to stop me. They blocked me, but they'll never stop me on student loans. I don't know what they are doing because they don't know what they're doing, and no one in America knows what they're doing, and that's why Donald Trump's beating his brains in right now.
Folks, that this is a man who 72% of Americans have admitted in polling they believe is mentally unfit to be the president of the United States. This is someone who proved himself to be mindless and insane on Thursday night. I mean, he was always a bad person. He was never a particularly bright person, but he wasn't always totally mentally vacant. He wasn't always totally lost, but he obviously is now. So why is it that anybody in America should trust his judgment on a sophisticated Supreme Court ruling when he proved himself less than a week ago to be totally insane? I mean, even Jake Tapper, who moderated this debate, somebody who's been incessantly friendly to the Biden administration, incessantly antagonistic to the Trump administration, is coming out and saying, look, it's very obvious to me. He was sitting in the room with him during that whole entire event that this man was vacant. This is clip number three here. Watch Tapper talk about how lost Biden's mind is and even respond to rebuttals to the contrary. It's just so ridiculous to think that this man is coherent whatsoever. Clip number three.
Pattern, discernible pattern of Democratic officials seemingly trying to convince you, the public, to not believe what you saw and what you heard with your eyes and with your ears on Thursday night. Democratic officials have tried to spin this in many ways. They said President Biden just had a cold. They said it was just one off night, akin to when President Obama in 2012 was rusty and seemed a little huffy. But behind the scenes, make no mistake, most Democratic officials witnessed the same shocking spectacle that you did. The difficulty that the presumptive Democratic nominee, the current president of the United States, had just articulating his basic thoughts during the 90 minutes of the debate. With all due respect, it is not honest to say that this is just one night. There have been moments like this that people have seen in front of the cameras and other moments but with cameras not there. Just 2 weeks ago, let me just show this clip. There was another moment like this, not just a senior losing a train of thought, but something else going on. Here he is. It was at an event about immigration. He tries to introduce DHS Secretary Mayorkas. And there's some sort of glitch. I don't know what it is. Let's roll that tape.
Thanks to all the members of Congress and Homeland Security Secretary. I'm not sure I'm going to introduce you all the way. But all kidding aside, Secretary Mayorkas.
I don't know what that was.
That doesn't trouble me at all, Jake.
That doesn't trouble me at all? Are you kidding me? And we have famous reporters, Carl Bernstein, the Watergate reporter, coming out and saying that he had evidence and knew about dementia for an extended period of time. I mean, why is it that you would report so aggressively on something like Watergate and then hide the fact that the president of the United States has been suffering from dementia for years? I mean, doesn't Watergate pale in comparison to everything that we've seen from the Biden administration, basically from the leftist deep state over the course of the last 8 years altogether? I mean, it's been scandal after scandal with Towergate and Russian collusion and Steele dossiers. I mean, it's absolutely obnoxious the degree to which there's cognitive dissonance and gaslighting coming from the left. Let's just watch a couple of minutes of this clip of Carl Bernstein from the Watergate reporter talk about this. This is clip number nine.
Journalist. So, Carl, according to the people you've been talking to, what are you hearing?
Well, these are people, several of them, who are very close to President Biden, who love him, have supported him, have been among them, or some people who have raised a lot of money for him. And they are adamant that what we saw the other night, the Joe Biden we saw, is not a one-off, that there have been 15, 20 occasions in the last year and a half when the president has appeared somewhat as he did in that horror show that we witnessed. And what's so significant is the people that this is coming from, and also how many people around the president are aware of such incidents, including some reporters, incidentally, who have witnessed some of them. But here we see tonight, as these people say, President Biden at his absolute best, and yet these people who have supported him, loved him, campaign for him, see him often, say that, that in the last 6 months particularly, there has been a marked incidence of cognitive decline and physical infirmity.
What I wonder about is the people who were, you know, working with him at Camp David, allegedly in this intensive debate prep, if there were concerns there about this, and I don't know if you have any, got any word about that, but how anybody involved in that debate prep, I mean, didn't anybody see something?
Well, the debate prep was supervised by Ron Klain, who has been with President Biden for many years. And people I've talked to have all been to Ron Klain in the last year to say, we have a problem. We have a problem such as we saw the other night, that there have been numerous instances where the president has lost his train of thought. Can't pick it up again. There was a fundraiser at which he started at the podium, and then he became very stiff, according to the people there, as if it were almost a kind of rigor mortis.
This was reported allegedly in June of 2020.
This was June of, this was a year ago almost exactly at the old Four Seasons, restaurant on Park Avenue, and he became very stiff, and a chair had to be brought for him to do the latter part of the event. I think that what these folks
are saying. All right, so we see here that they've been covering up the fact that there's this dementia issue. They're practically admitting it right here on CNN. And it's really a tear between who's denying it, who's admitting it, and it seems like the only people still supporting Biden are either directly paid by the campaign or potential candidates for the president of the United States in the event that there is a contested convention here. And it's really just an untenable position to suggest that there's not something deeply wrong with Joe Biden. Let's see clip number 20 here. This is Pelosi doubling down and trying to claim that Trump is the one suffering from cognitive decline and not Biden.
This is an opportunity for Joe Biden to go out there and show he has the stamina and the rest. And by the way, while the press, and for some reason they don't, there are healthcare professionals who think that Trump has dementia, that his connection, his thoughts do not go together. And, you know, while he may be saying we're enablers, we see Joe Biden up close. We know how attuned he is to the issues, how informed he is. And I debate with him about legislation, and not debate, but discuss it with him. He's right there.
She sounds drunk.
So in any case, it was a bad night. Let's not sugarcoat that. It was a bad night. It was a great presidency.
All right, folks, Alex Jones is coming up right after this break in 1 minute. He's in studio. He's done with his meeting, and he will be in the chair. I'll be joining him for the next 30 minutes or so. In the meantime, please remember to visit InfoWarsStore.com right now. Check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Now, multivitamins are among the most popular supplements that anybody takes, whether you take a generic brand or a name brand that you get at your grocery store or your pharmacy. But this is a superior product. Advanced multivitamin formulation is more bioavailable than so many competitors on the market. And not only are you getting a better product by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com, but you're getting it from a better place and supporting a better cause. So please consider going to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Experience the benefits of this advanced multivitamin vitamin formulation and keep InfoWars on the air. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know Alex Jones and his family under attack. InfoWars is under attack, and our species, humanity itself, is under attack. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and be the reason that we are still on the air.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller.
So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system. But sure, I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the electric here.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these, because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off. Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up. And they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I just got out of a federal court hearing that they scheduled this morning via Zoom. Appreciate Chase Geiser waiting in the wings, doing a great job, because I was basically done by like 11:05, so I was watching him, you know, do the first 30 minutes, doing a great job. He's riding shotgun with me the next 30 minutes or so. And we've got several big guests today, including a DHS whistleblower involved in building and expanding the internment camps for the American people. That is in the third hour today. But I will cover all the news before that. And then we intend to open the phones up, take some calls, and then go into the fourth hour as well today. A lot of big breaking things unfolding right now. But I want to quantify what we've seen since last Thursday with that total collapse of Joe Biden.
the biggest takeaway is that the corporate establishment media has known about this since before he was running for president. He was already at serious issues. Now he is basically on a spectrum of 1 to 10, or say 1 to 100 in a nursing home of 500 people. He is in the 60th, 70th percentile, meaning 100 is a vegetative person with Alzheimer's that's about to die, who can't even talk. That's 100, and 60 is somebody with deep dementia, and it flares up, it throttles up and down. And now, because they're ready to replace him, which they've known they've had planned for a long time, he's supposed to step down, he's refusing to, they're in full, complete, total, absolute panic mode, and there's a lot of power jockeying behind the scenes of who is going to be put forward. They're going to try Kamala, as dumb as she is. She's not a dementia patient, but she's certainly cognitively the same thing when you add it all up. They have $90 million in the Democrat Party war chest alone with her and Biden's pack. So that's going to put a lot of pressure to keep her in there. I know they got Big Mike waiting, a.k.a. Michelle Obama, Gavin Newsom, Hillary Clinton's running around trying to get the job. But when you pull back from all of this, it's bigger than this just putting Trump way in the pole position, already 20 points ahead nationwide, 10 to 15 points ahead in all the battleground states. This is a repudiation of the already dead, collapsed dinosaur media. It just points out that it's been dead with almost no viewers or listeners or any credibility for many, many years now. So it's a reminder that we have a crypt keeper media. But if you separate that out, that's the political issues. We have the projection, the inversion of reality going on here, where everything the Democrat deep state, permanent state has been doing, the censorship, the surveillance, the lawfare, the criminal persecution of Trump's top supporters, our own reporters going to prison for no reason, Owen Schroyer, you have all Steve Bannon, the list goes on and on, all the pardons that had to happen 4 years ago with Trump, And the system trying to repeat the imprisonment again, and talking about packing the Supreme Court. That means the Democrats take it from 9 to, say, 25, and they put in, you know, 16 new people and totally control it. That's what third world countries do. So every claim they've made that Trump is trying to be a dictator or the Supreme Court just created a unitary executive, I've read the ruling, I've had lawyers on, I've looked at it. Trump never did power grabs when he was in for 4 years. He was on the defensive, but still got a lot of good stuff done and made some mistakes. But the unitary executive is something that bipartisanly the Republicans and Democrats have wanted. And it goes back to Bush ordering torture and John Yoo saying, well, he's the president, he can do anything he wants. No, that violates federal law cut and dry. And then the remedy is impeachment or removal at the ballot box. So you have to have three branches of government. We have the best system in the world, best house in a bad neighborhood, the executive, legislative, and the judicial. And if any one of those tries to usurp the powers of the other branch, they are creating a oligarchy. And now you notice the word for the White House and the executive is an oligarchy because it's not the elected president, but a bunch of bureaucrats that decide in council who's going to be in control. So everything they say Trump has done is what they've done. And so, yes, if Trump was an establishment candidate and Trump had the legislative and the judicial behind him and they were saying he could do anything he wanted to, then they had election fraud, then you would have a dictator. Because a dictator can still be elected. They just stay in power via that. You don't have that. You have a populist, popular outsider that is challenging a corrupt power structure and who has had the current puppet president who stole the election and the Justice Department acting as its own unitary executive. And so now the president and the Supreme Court are pointing out that this is a power grab and we need separation of power. So this is the bare minimum, the check and balance that the Supreme Court could bring in, saying he's not immune from everything, but in official acts that are public, the only remedy is impeachment or voting him out. So there are checks there. He's not a dictator. He's not a hereditary leader. He's not a king. He's not Henry VIII. He's not William the Conqueror. He's none of those things. And so that's a lie. But what they've done with the bureaucracy and the deep state is create a permanent unitary bureaucracy that basically tries to control all three branches of government that has grown in size and proportion and arrogance and has basically begun to overpower the rest of the legitimate federalist government, federalist operation. And so this is a very measured response to that tyranny by the Supreme Court. And I think the ruling should have been stronger, but definitely it spells curtains or coffin nails to the establishment and what they are doing. And then if Trump got into power and had the legislative and the judiciary backing anything he wanted, and he was, say, rounding up leftists and just because they're leftists and throwing them into prison, I would come out and say that was wrong. That is not Trump's blueprint. That is not Trump's plan. That said, when you have an embedded coup, an embedded permanent deep state that has carried out a coup and stolen an election and is trying to arrest their political opposition and is arresting them and putting them in prison, it is not just your right to the Declaration of Independence. It is your duty. And the Declaration of Independence points out this doesn't give you the right. It is inherent in all men and women when a government becomes destructive of the people's liberties and freedoms for the people to create a new government. Not just their right, it is their duty. And so we're at the exact same point we were July 4th, 1776, in Independence Hall. And that's where we are. And the president has a populist beachhead. He's still outgunned, outnumbered. All the money's against him, all the billionaires, the UN, the globalists, but he's got the people and he's got the truth. So their claims everywhere that he's a king and he can send SEAL Team 6 to go kill, anybody he wants is a lie because we're still humans and we have the uniform military code. We have the oath of office. Even if Trump did that, which he wouldn't, he has no history of that. The Navy SEALs would say no to doing that because we don't have robots in full control yet. We still have the checks and balances built into us as ethical people and into the oath that the military swears. And when you're an officer, you go to class after class after class about if you're in the My Lai massacre, as Cy Hirsch exposed back in the 1960s that turned the tide in the late 60s, where the CIA was just kill 5,000 people, line them up, men, women, and children, machine gun them. The military didn't like that and blew the whistle because they thought it was wrong, and it was. Okay? And all the rest of the stuff that went on. So Sotomayor and all these other people writing their dissents, Sotomayor cannot find her ass with both hands. She knows nothing about the Constitution, Bill of Rights. It's clear by her rulings. She's a leftist libtard. And her claim that Trump's going to send the Navy SEALs to kill anybody he wants. And so then by claiming Trump's a dictator by this ruling, the Democrats can then fantasize that, okay, well, then Biden can send SEAL Team 6 to kill the Supreme Court. And Biden can send SEAL Team 6 to kill Trump. And you've got BBC reporters and all the rest of them. And I've got dozens of clips here saying we need to kill Trump because the Supreme Court just gave dictatorial power to the presidency. So now the presidency and Biden has the power to be king. No, we ended that when we won the war. 6 years in after 1776, that became America being the model of the world. So everything they say that Trump is doing is exactly what they're doing, and they're hoping the public is ignorant and doesn't understand what's happening right in front of their face. If anything, Trump did not use his legitimate executive power. He believed a bunch of liars that, hey, I'm the new manager. We're turning America around. We're going to be incredibly successful, get on board, and they lied to him and stabbed him in the back. He should have fired every U.S. attorney like Clinton did, or 98 of the 100. He should have put all his loyalists in. We elected him. That means a change of the guard. That's what he should have done, and he's about to do that now and have the greatest boom and the biggest turnaround the world's ever seen. That's why they're crapping their britches. If he's smart, he won't even turn the deep state into victims and prosecute them, even though that's legally the right thing to do. I would prosecute a few, but I would split the baby and just turn on the energy, turn on the jobs, announce America's open for business, and just purge them all from government and power, and don't even let them be dog catchers or toilet bowl cleaners. That's the real way you hurt them. You don't turn them into Nelson Mandelas, throwing them into prison, even though they deserve it. I would say go after the key kingpins, the FBI directors, the CIA people to send a message. You've got all the evidence. Put 15 of them in prison. It's easy. But make it a little side thing. Hey, we didn't want to do this. We had to. It's our duty. But all the rest of you, you're out of government now. And that's the way this is because we elected Trump. He's going to kick him out of the executive branch. That'll send a total signal against election fraud. We'll dominate the Senate, dominate the House, dominate the courts, just like we just did with a few years of Trump getting a half-decent Supreme Court. Imagine if we didn't have this, where we'd be right now. So America's hard to kill, as von Bismarck of the first big German Republic said. God loves children, drunks, the United States of America. I mean, it's been seen. We've got a lot of luck, folks, and we got nine lives. But we're down to our like eighth or ninth right now, and we got to count our lucky stars and thank God, but we got to get serious and get focused. And in fact, Trump's on the other end of the spectrum. He's too nice. He's got a tough guy attitude. He's tough himself. The guy's a Trojan. The guy's a Spartan. The stamina is everything is incredible. But he's beyond not being vindictive. He understands that going after bad guys makes them victims. But at a certain point, you got to do some of it, but mainly just kick all their asses out of government. And I think Trump should speak to that and explain that and go over that for everybody. But the idea that he's going to become a dictator, we already have an oligarchy, which is a collection of different power groups that vote in a council against the people. It's a democracy of tyrants. And they get together, and that's what an oligarchy is, and they get together and they decide what they're going to do to us. And so we already have coming into its final stages. I mean, if tyranny is a baby in utero and 9 months is total takeover and enslavement, we've been at the 8 month and the third week with birthing pains and the baby's head is cresting and starting to come out. So we need to abort this baby. We need to destroy this tyranny before it pops out. Okay? And that's where we are right now. Democrats love abortion, but they won't like that analogy. So that's where we are. Not violently, not aggressively, just like you cut out of cancer. No, you're not in power anymore. We cut you out. We're going to have open elections now, and we're going to politically defund all these universities and all these globalist institutions, and we're going to put America back as the example of the world, 1776 worldwide. So let's play some clips and get Chase Geiser's take on this. Also, in other developments here, Supreme Court immunity ruling, Manhattan DA won't oppose Trump sentencing delay in New York hush money case. So they know the writing on the wall. They got caught with their lawfare. They got caught with their stampede of tyranny. Let me show people a shot of this, please. And so now they're beginning to understand what's happening and what is unfolding. Look at these headlines. Behind the curtain, Trump's imperial presidency in the waiting. We have a bureaucratic BlackRock banker, billionaire, deep state imperium right now. I don't want to replace it with another imperium. Trump doesn't want to do that. He wants to be a George Washington character, which he would be. If he goes and beats them, he'll be as big as George Washington, folks. I mean, as big, and in the modern sense, even bigger. I mean, this is George Washington stuff right here. And I know Trump. I know him well, folks. He wants to be George Washington 2.0. He wants to literally deliver the country from total enslavement and retire to the golf course, not the farm. And you're going to see that in 4 years if we get this guy in. Now, will there be some problems and camp followers and court jesters and stuff? It won't be perfect. And my God, I'm glad he said Jared Kushner won't be anywhere near anything. I can't stand him. But this is where we are. The president is now a king. The most blistering lines from dissent in the Trump immunity case. Supreme Court's Trump immunity ruling poses risk for democracy, experts say. Is that why you want to censor us and arrest us and steal elections and do all that? Justice Sotomayor, the president is now king above the law. Wait a minute. The Supreme Court, its own branch of government, did this. And they didn't say it was a king. They said his official capacities. And what are they blaming Trump for? He beat both impeachments. He beat the trial in the Senate. He was indicted, but not convicted. So the Supreme Court, another branch of government, said the bureaucracy is trying to remove a president. We've got to block this or the whole government goes down. This was saving the republic. This was a good decision, though not as strong as it should have been. And so It's on its face. Everything they say Trump did, they are now attempting. And then you've got Biden in his four-minute speech reading off a teleprompter saying end of line at the end, and the media spun that, oh, you always say end of line, close quote. No, he says end of line every time. This was him saying, well, I don't want to be a king, but I'm a king now. And then all his pundits saying, well, you're a king then. Send in SEAL Team 6, kill Trump, kill his people, put him in jail, put him in prison. Trump hasn't said that. But now they're saying, well, because Trump did this, now we're able to. No, no. They're the ones that have already done all this. They hope Trump doesn't do this. But Trump doesn't need to do that. He needs to get a team together that know how to search engine who people are and who have been loyal to America and who have what it takes to get the job done. And he needs to fire hundreds of thousands of people out of the federal government. They're a cult. They are dug in. They're attacking the American people. And here's your pink slip. We're the new government now. You go get a real job, you lazy son of a bitch. Now, here's part of Biden's whole speech where Trump's now a king, so I'm a king. And again, oh, God, let's kill all the Republicans because Trump's going to kill us first. If we don't kill them, they're going to kill us. This is their BS thinking. Here it is.
Today, here's what she said. She said, in every use of official power, the president is now a king above the law. With fear for our democracy, I dissent. End of quote. So should the American people dissent. I dissent. May God bless you all, and may God help preserve our democracy. Thank you. May
We're
God
a republic. Protect our church. We're a republic, not a democracy. He runs off from questions. As long as he's read off a teleprompter. So, he says he can do whatever he wants. His Justice Department is persecuting and trying to take Trump off the ballot and saying you can't vote for him. That's dictatorship. And then he turns around and says Trump, who you want, is a dictator because you want to vote him in. Now, here is the idiotic Congresswoman, Representative Zoe Lofgren, who was on the fake January 6th committee, where it wasn't even constitutional, calling for the military to take out conservative justices. So in the name of Trump's going to do this, she now says it. Like, you're going to burn my house down. I'm going to come burn yours down. You're like, I didn't say that. Hey, Chase, you just threatened to kill me. You're pointing a gun at me right now.
Right.
You're like, no, I'm not. I go, yeah, you are. I mean, how dumb do you think we are? Here it is.
I guess, you know, theoretically, President Biden, acting within the scope of his official duties, could dispatch the military to take out the conservative justices on the court, and he'd be immune.
And you've got another clip that ties into this.
Yeah, so it wasn't just representatives and the Biden administration, but it was also all of the TikTokers, social media people who have been very clearly
BBC,
paid.
New York Times.
They've all been saying now that Joe Biden is now dictator based off of this. And that's the thing that I think conservatives are missing, Alex, and you hit it right on the head, is everyone's responding by saying, Trump is not a dictator. Trump is not a dictator. But the most alarming thing from what happened last night was Joe Biden declared himself dictator and passed it off as being opposed to dictators altogether. But let's just look at clip number 11. This is Elijah Schaefer covering Harry Sisson. Harry Sisson's an infamous, just obnoxious pundit for the Biden administration. Harry Sisson calls for the assassination of Trump or the Supreme Court. And there was so much backlash yesterday. Clip number 11.
Things are very normal. I've been gone, and speaking of homosexuals, prominent ones, Harry Sisson was writing today and thought, you know, I'm going to wake up and not just be one of the most dislikable people on the internet. I'm also going to low-key call for the assassination of the President of the United States. Now, according to the Supreme Court, Harry said, Biden could now send in SEAL Team 6 to take all of them out. He could send in the military to take out Trump. He has immunity for official acts now. Things aren't looking too good for the left, and this is not the only call to violence. There's been dozens, if not hundreds of them, online today. And it seems like that's not even the worst of it. My guest later today, Taylor Hansen, went to San Francisco Pride, and what we saw were some of the worst images I've probably ever seen at a Pride parade. It was so bad, I was almost jealous that no one invited me. So, in the end, I'm sorry, guys, for pissing in people's mouths. I know it says some crazy guy was pissing in people's mouths and masturbating them in public. Look, it was me.
Yeah, I didn't show that footage in the last few days because it was so horrible, but we have blurred out versions now. We're in front of small children. People are drinking urine. People are peeing each other's mouths. I didn't even say what's going on. Bullwhipping people in front of children, poking needles through their arms. I mean, it just gets worse and worse. Eating poop off the ground.
Yep. Yeah, there was a whole fetish section that was supposed to be 18 and up at that event, but they weren't carding anybody, so it's just totally inappropriate.
You know, since we mentioned it, here it is. This is the lighter stuff blurred out. Here it is. Ugh. So men lay in swimming pools and women pee on them. They got kids at these. These people are all mental patients. Can you imagine being in business with these people or working with them? I mean, they're just nuts. They're absolutely nuts. Chase, we're going to go to break here in a few minutes. Stay with me about 15 minutes. And then Alex Rosen, and it wasn't Musk's fault. I knew this wouldn't happen. I'm not defending Musk. I know how this works. It just happened to us. He had hundreds of thousands of false claims filed on him when he exposed pedophiles. So it hit a panic button. They removed him. Then X had to go review it, put him back up. But imagine, who are these armies of pedophiles don't like Alex Rosen?
Yeah, it's hard to know who was specifically responsible for that. Obviously, a week or so ago, he caught that major Democratic leader that was trying to meet with an underage boy. And when you attack the Democratic Party directly, or the leftist machine, or the political class.
He wanted to rape a 13-year-old.
Right. So that's when they sick their bots on you. And Twitter was notorious before Musk bought it for having a bot problem. He's really worked on it and improved it with the verification and other features that he's added. But that it has to be orchestrated in order to get this level of reporting in order to trigger the automatic suspension of an account. And the reason they have the automatic suspension feature in there, Alex, is because if somebody decides they want to live stream a mass shooting, for example, it will get mass reported very quickly. They want that to be automatic.
Yeah, so they're gaming that system.
They're gaming the system. And the fact that he was taken down means that there was such a degree of basically like a DDoS, massive reporting.
Well, they did this to me with Sandy Hook. They said, Jones is sending people to kids' houses. He's peeing on their graves, never did any of that. And they just kept reporting it. AP Reuters, people thought, well, God, stop it. Even Ron Paul one time on the phone said, Jones, stop going to their houses. I said, I never did. He goes, now it's in the news, Sonny. Now, we're going to go to break, ladies and gentlemen. Please remember, we can't have a system without money. It takes money to fight the New World Order. We're not like pretending to fight the New World Order. We're like being attacked everywhere. Plus, we have great products. We need you to make the decision to be in the fight. Donate to Trump. Go to rallies. Spread the word. All that's great. Go vote. But also support the information operations that need your help. Please support our sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com. 57% off on Silver Bullet, highest quality, 30 parts per million. Silver Bullet, we're selling out. It'll sell out within 2 days of Turbo Force 10-hour clean energy. There are also all the other amazing products that are at drjonesnaturals.com. There is the next level foundational energy that isn't an energy product, but it has a huge energy effect because it's the breakdown of folic acid with other key compounds that go right in your cells. You want incredible energy. Nothing else works. This works, folks, particularly if you're a European, particularly Northern European. It's a genetic issue with Northern Europeans not be able to process the folic acid. Well, this doesn't show, but black folks love it too. It's there. It's Dr. Jones Naturals, foundational energy, next level foundational energy, fiber greens, all the products at drjonesnaturals.com and at infowarstore.com. We have the 1776 super sale going, 40% off on all the best selling products at infowarstore.com. Hour number two, straight ahead. Stay with us. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, Alex Rosen's going to pop in with us just for, you know, 15, 20 minutes, and then I'm going to continue on with news. And then a special DHS whistleblower on the FEMA camps that was involved in building them and expanding them the last few years. This is huge coming up. Third, saw the great job you did the first 30 minutes while I was in court via Zoom. I wanted you to be able to finish your points right now.
So there's a couple of things that come to mind that are alarming. First of all, I think the takeaway shouldn't be that Donald Trump is not the dictator. It should be that Joe Biden is not the dictator, because he declared himself dictator last night, gaslit the American people, and pretended that he was passing off his increased powers as illegitimate. I mean, we've seen this time and time again.
No, he's been acting like the whole time.
Exactly. And I think it's really pertinent that you have this DHS whistleblower coming on today, because if we think about these camps and the updates to these documents in the context of Joe Biden declaring himself dictator just a handful of days after proving his cognitive decline is beyond reasonable doubt by any means, this is late stage Republic stuff. And we had Colonel McGregor come out and say that the Americans should consider holding an early election and install the new government.
Yeah, I mean, here's the deal. They say we're doing a coup. There's a globalist coup we're living under. So it is ridiculous.
Absolutely.
Oh my God, Trump's going to put us in jail, a coup. No, they've already done it.
Right. But if you look at Rome, when you have military leaders talking about new governments in the context of the actual leaders of the country or the nation declaring themselves dictator indefinitely or until their term is up, that is the definition of what a late stage republic looks like. So we have officially transitioned from a republic into an oligarchy, and I think it's rapidly going oligarchy to dictator, not legally, illegally. So the Supreme Court ruling has not given anybody the power to be
dictator. Exactly. They're acting like the ruling made us an oligarchy, but we were already becoming one.
Exactly.
And then it's taking the republic with the separation of power to challenge them, and they call that an oligarchy when it is the federalist system reasserting itself.
Exactly. It's like the scene from Napoleon when he picks up the crown and he says, "When I found this crown, it was in the gutter," you know, and he puts it on his own head. That's what we saw last night from Joe Biden. He's doing the same Napoleonic stuff, only the difference is he's not a military genius or a leader. He's a madman. And so I'm just really concerned about this. This actually makes me want to vote for Trump even more. I was already 110% in on Trump. But we have seen the leftists show that they will misconstrue and misrepresent rulings from the Supreme Court in order to justify illegal and erroneous actions to delay time and buy as much power as possible in a way that we've never seen from the reactive right. I mean, the right has been traditionally reactive and responsive because we try to protect traditional values. We try to protect the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And so we're always playing defense. Now we need a counterattack, because they have taken ground mile after mile, inch after inch, for decade after decade. And if we don't do something on November 5th, I do think it's going to be too late. That's what Joe Biden said, and I agree with him. I just agree with him for opposite reasons. I think we really need to take this country back as soon as possible, because I never thought growing up that I would see anything like this in America.
Well, the deep state's not going to give up without a fight. What do you think they're going to pull with 125 days of the election?
Well, I think the deep state wants Joe Biden out. I think that the DNC wants him out. First of all, I think the deep state pressured Joe Biden to run in the first place. I think he was threatened with charges against his son, and they said, look, if you run and do everything that we say and you participate in these wars and fund all these these things that we want to do over the course of the next several years, then you're going to have the power to pardon your son for these charges.
He was supposed to step down.
I think he was blackmailed, and I think he's not stepping down now for whatever reason, because Jill, maybe, there could be a number of reasons, but now he's transitioned from a useful idiot to a useless idiot. And that's why he's been stabbed in the back by the
party. That's the best line. We put that up in front of the whole show. Say that again. Biden has moved from being a useful idiot to a useless idiot.
Exactly. And that's why they stabbed him in the back. He thought he was walking into the Senate Forum of Rome on that debate on Thursday night. And it turns out that he wasn't among friends. He was stabbed in the back by the party. He was stabbed in the back by the CIA-backed media, which we saw in droves have a unilateral narrative afterward. And the only people supporting him now are the people paid directly by him. And so there's a schism happening between the deep state, the Democratic Party, and the campaign. And this is the fight for our republic. They're trying to replace him. That's why things go.
And what's the name of that young guy that's everywhere that everybody hates?
Harry Sisson.
He's like Baghdad Bob. Remember, like, when the U.S. troops were already in Baghdad in 2003?
Yeah.
It's like, no, we defeated you. They're in the ocean. We blew them up. It's like, he's the smartest man in the world.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but
sure.
I recommend to people that can't have a complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Chase Geiser, my co-host, made a really good point earlier. And that's that Biden has gone from being a useful idiot to a useless idiot. In fact, he's become a detrimental idiot. It's even worse than that. So he's not just garbage you throw out that's worthless. He's like radiation, or a block of weapons-grade plutonium in your house is going to radiate you and your family. But there's still all the paid hacks and still got the checks, still got the money, all the influencers, like automaton zombies walking into political machine gun fire. And I don't even know who this guy is. Last few weeks, I've seen him everywhere. This guy is so hated. He's so arrogant. And he just continues on.
Yeah, this is Harry Sisson responding to threatening Trump. So he came out famously yesterday, said that the Supreme Court ruling means that Biden could send SEAL Team 6 in to assassinate Trump or to assassinate members of the Supreme Court of the United States. And there was obviously a lot of backlash. People were saying, oh, you're going to get a knock from Secret Service. Even, I believe, Trump's campaign manager said expect a knock. Let's watch clip number 13 here and unpack it.
So Donald Trump's campaign manager just threatened me on social media. I'm not joking. In response to the immunity decision from the Supreme Court this morning, I said on Twitter, according to the Supreme Court, Biden can now send in SEAL Team 6 to take them all out. He could send in the military to take out Trump. He has immunity for official acts now. And I guess the Trump campaign didn't like that very much, because Trump's campaign manager, Chris LaCivita, responded to me by saying, expect a visit. Now, what do you think that means? Is the Trump campaign threatening me with a visit? Are they saying they're going to send their guys to my house to try to keep me quiet so I won't advocate against their candidate? Is that what he's implying here? You know, I'm just using my First Amendment rights to tell them how awful their candidate is. But of course, the Trump campaign doesn't believe in all that. Trump said he wants to be a dictator on day one. This really is the perfect summary of the Trump campaign. Their candidate is so terrible that they have to resort to tactics like this. But here's my message to Chris LaCivita and the entire Trump campaign. No. I won't be quiet. The tens of millions of Americans who don't support Donald Trump won't be quiet either, because we see Donald Trump for what he is, a con man, a fraud, and a convicted felon.
You know, I love how he acts like we've been censoring him when he's saying go kill Trump. and he's such a joke. And his whole whatever career he would have is destroyed now from that little check he obviously got from Biden.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mentioned this the other day on Sunday Night Live, Alex. when they come out and they say that the reason that they're not voting for Trump or the reason that they hate Trump is because of January 6th or because of the 34 convictions, that is total bull, because they hated Trump ever since 2016. The real reason they hate Trump is because all of his successes proved how superior conservative policies are, capitalist versus socialism, freedom versus regulation, how superior they are to leftist policies. He proved that republicanism or conservatism or just patriotism and populism in general was a better policy.
It just proved that people don't want them.
Yes.
I mean, it just,
they
we don't want
them for it.
And they're like, oh my God, you're a dictator because the people support you. Here is Mr. Maddow talking about this.
And this is a president who has activated pro-Trump paramilitary groups that, you know, wear insignia and t-shirts and hold placards celebrating literally right-wing death squads, right? This is a president who has talked about absolutely using the Justice Department to go after, his rivals. This explicitly immunizes anything the president wants to do through the Justice Department, but all but explicitly justifies anything the president wants to do full stop to anyone. And that is as serious as it gets.
Meanwhile, in Germany and France, hundreds of thousands of communists and Antifa are running around rampaging, burning, killing police, attacking police. They're the ones that work for the establishment. The left works for the big banks. They work for the New World Order. They don't like the elections in Europe that are kicking out Macron. They don't like the elections kicking out the globalist in Germany. So they're all out in mass. Most of those are government bureaucrats who believe they own the people, and they are totally and completely pissed. And we're just voting to remove you from running our lives. Chase Kaiser.
Absolutely. There's so many things to think about this. First thing that comes to mind is, obviously, when you see a crowd like that, the human reaction, the psychology because of our lizard brains or whatever, is, wow, there is massive universal popular support for whatever they're pushing. We see a crowd and we think intimidation, it's like it goes back to battle or military or something in our DNA to see that. But the fact of the matter is, for every one of these demonstrators there are more native French who oppose everything that they stand for. So they get together in these cities, they make a big show, but they don't consider all of the rural communities after rural communities.
And then they march out and burn and torch buildings and cars everywhere.
Yeah.
That's the rest of the story.
So I'm actually inspired when I see this, because I know mentally that there are more French people that oppose them than there are physical people there.
Yeah, just flip the crowd, make it three times bigger.
Exactly.
So you just heard Maddow. She said they had paramilitaries ready to kill us. That's what Maxine Waters is saying. It's what the FBI is saying. It's what the former CIA director Michael Hayden is saying. They are clearly planning to stage stuff and claim we did it. I mean, that's their next move. Oh, we're going to kill everybody. No, we're winning peacefully. Why will we kill everybody?
I'll tell you what. Name one leftist journalist or leftist protester that's in prison right now. It's very difficult to name one. I'm not saying there isn't one. Probably one that could come up.
One that shot a cop or something.
Right. But you can't, there's not like a notable protester who shouldn't be in jail from the left, but you can name countless people from January 6th, others, Owen Schroyer. I know people personally, Steve Bannon, Owen Schroyer, and others that have served time behind bars simply because of their political persuasion. So the fact of the matter is, it's the left that persecutes their political opposition. It's not the right. So they can say all they want about Trump death squads and Trump arresting journalists and all that BS, but the fact of the matter is, the left is the only one that has any precedence of actually behaving that way, in my opinion, other than if you go back and Termin or something.
And let's talk about this, though. They're obviously planning something big, so they're not going to give up. With 125 days left, and then they have 79 days while President Trump's elect, I see the real danger there. They've told us civil unrest. What else are they planning?
It's hard to know for sure. I'm concerned about these FEMA camps and these plans for these camps in the United States. It's very clear that the left seeks to silence and arrest any of its political opposition in any way, shape, or form. And when they can't come after you criminally, they come after you civilly. But now that the Biden administration has declared itself dictatorial powers, has declared itself king, he declared himself king last night, I anticipate that we're going to see some unilateral things that are very intimidating and scary. I think he's probably going to ramp up some of his executive orders. But as far as false flags are concerned, it's very possible that there's going to be some sort of a terrorist event that they're going to blame Trump supporters on. I think what's even more likely, though, since the deep state and the Democratic Party are against Biden now, I think what's more likely is we're going to see a terrorist act from somebody who's come across the border illegally to further undermine and damage Biden's reputation. They're going to use that as another excuse to oust him before this convention so they can have a contested convention and replace him as the candidate with an ambush candidate.
All right, Chase, great job. We're going to air a couple little important promos here. First, that Eye of the Tiger piece has got 20 million views now, plus just on our channel. And then the full Nowhere Man, a little Beatles piece. Boy, do they predict Biden. And then we're going to go to Alex Rosen, who got kicked off. And you're right, it's obvious. He exposes the Democrat Party gay and lesbian leader that ran a whole state trying to rape a 13 or 14-year-old. And he gets tens of millions of views. And then they all false reported. Which you're right. That's what it's for. Because there's like a mass shooting or something that's so hard people reported, they gain that X putting back, which is showing Elon is trying to go in the right direction. But Alex Rosen is knocking out of the park. We'll be talking to him in a few minutes. We'll just do 20 minutes with Alex Rosen because he's busy. And then I'm going to shift gears back into all the other geopolitical news, the military news, the war news, and so much more. But Chase Geiser, how do folks follow you on X?
Just follow me at Real Chase Geiser. That's RealChaseGeiser on X, and all my other links and stuff are there. Obviously, Infowars.com/show.
By the way, I want to air the 45-second Bo Biden when he was a U.S. prosecutor video. We didn't air that yesterday. This is him a decade ago saying elder abuse is a major crime. So we're going to play a couple promos and then that elder abuse promo. And then we're going to go to Alex Rosen, who also sent us a bunch of key videos and clips as well. And I was going to be given a list on that. So if I get one of those, that would be absolutely superlative because I want to go to some of those here. So thank you, Chase Geiser.
Thank you.
And we're going to be here live for hours and hours and hours. Noah Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central. And yeah, you see it all over the news. We can be shut down anytime, but we've fought hard. We've been on there 30 years. And the only way they shut us down is they shut everybody down. Okay, they won't shut this operation down. They'll just make it bigger. And they're starting to figure that out. But here's those clips with Alex Rosen.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me? Nowhere man, please listen. You don't know what you're missing. Nowhere man, the world is at your command. What he wants to see. Nowhere man, can you see me at all? Nowhere man, don't worry, take your time, don't hurry, leave it all till somebody else lends you a hand. Doesn't have a point of view, you, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me? No romance, please listen. You don't know what you're missing. No romance, the world's at your command. He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Making all his nowhere plans for nobody.
Other networks lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Alex Rosa coming up.
Hi, my name is Beau Biden, Attorney General of the State of Delaware. I'm here to talk to you about something that's very important to me and to my office, senior abuse. For every one of these types of crimes that's reported to our office, 5 go unreported. But 2 million senior Americans are affected every year. And 80% of these crimes are committed by family members against their so-called loved ones. We need your help. Seniors need your help. So if you suspect that anyone is affected by any of these crimes, please contact our Elder Abuse Helpline.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show.
All right, Alex Rosen joins us till about 45 after. He is one of the most prolific, successful pedophile hunters all over the United States, fellow Texan, and a mountain of a man, former lineman football player. And he has had guns pulled on him. He's had people try to put him in jail. He now got taken off X and reinstated by a lot of false flagging that went on. He just busted this Democrat Party leader trying to rape a 14-year-old child. So I wanted to get an update from him on this. He sent us a lot of clips. We have the anime pedophile bleeped. We have fully describes infant child porn videos in detail. I hate to cover all this, but we need to know what the enemy's doing and how many of these ghouls there are. Alex Rosen, thanks for joining us. Give us an update on what happened with X. We got a lot of attention. Your video last week with 10 million views that I saw exposing the Democrat Party leader trying to rape a child. I mean, they are really mad at you. So, Alex, we salute you.
Thank you so much. After calling out Hillary Clinton some months ago and then getting this Michael Knappen guy like a couple weeks ago and then doing this video with the Secretary of State candidate Valentina Gomez from Missouri, I think it's a very big coincidence that we just happened to get taken down that next day after doing all that. And I think the Michael Knappen video is probably the biggest reason why. The official reason they took us down, they didn't give us a reason at first, but when we got reinstated, thanks to you guys for, you know, kind of making some noise about it, we really appreciate it. We got reinstated, they said it was for ban evasion, but that's crazy because the account that we are quote unquote ban evading from was made after the I Fight for Kids account that we have now. And it was a fake account of an 11-year-old girl that we used to catch pedos on. It wasn't even like any of our personal accounts. We got banned on there for being underage like 2 or 3 years ago. So I think what happened is after we dropped that Michael Knappen video, a lot of people on Reddit mass reported us. Like, cause, you know, they were calling the video fake. They were saying, oh, it was a deep fake, or we have no proof that he's a pedo, even though he was admitting to it on camera. So I think all the mass flagging triggered Twitter to do something, and I don't think it's a coincidence.
And let's talk about that video you mentioned. Tell us who this guy is. We'll play clip B. Tell us who he is. We'll play the clip.
Knappen or the other guy?
Pedo poacher Alex Rosen just busted Democrat Party LGBTQ board chair of Maryland.
Yeah, so that's Michael Knappen. He was messaging one of my decoys for about a year when we caught him a couple weeks ago. And we found out pretty quick what he was, what his status was. We actually tried to go to the cops in November of last year. You know, they actually took over the chat for a little bit, Montgomery County Sheriff's Office in Maryland. But that's right next to D.C. And I think they knew, you know, since they knew who he was or knew what his status was, They didn't continue with it. They just went ghost on us. So we just took it back over. And then 7 months after that, we approached him and he admits to, texting who he thought was his 14-year-old kid very sexually, saying stuff like, I want to rape you, and just a lot of derogatory things. And he also admitted to receiving child pornography from other real kids he's talked to, cause they sent him nudes. So, so far nothing's happened to him. I hope the feds end up taking this one up, but I think they want to brush it under the rug.
Well, here he is. Play the video.
Anyway, you're the head of the LGBTQ Dems in Maryland. Okay. How long have you been in that position for?
Since fall.
Since fall, okay. Is that like a paid position? Okay. Just more of a volunteer type thing? Is it like a super PAC or something, or is it just... Okay. This stuff said here, like, you know, I want to rape you. I want to see how much of a faggot you are. What was kind of said about that?
I hope you try to get away once I start fucking you.
Yeah.
I liked the fantasy, and he seemed to enjoy it. And I didn't know this person, and I never intended to.
Do you think that's appropriate, though? Like,
no, of course. With
blood?
No, of course.
You hear said it's okay if you want to jerk off looking at it, talking about your dick. And you said, stop by this morning so I can stretch your hole, faggot. Can't wait to make you my little bull. And this was later that, or shit, 4 days later with no response. Can't wait to make you my little cum dump, baby boy. Okay.
And, folks, I'm, again, sorry to have to show you this, but this is being taught in public schools and some private schools. This is being pushed by the media. This is what they're doing, and this is what they don't want you to see. Alex Rosen responds to this. I think this is what got you banned.
I 100% agree. I think if they cared about ban evasion, they would have banned me, like, very soon after that, that our decoy account got banned of the fake 11-year-old girl. I think they're just pulling something out of their butt. Kind of like with the Trump, I'm not comparing myself to Trump here, but kind of with the Trump thing, how they just want to charge him. So they found like him paying a porn star from like 20 years ago, as if that matters now. It's just very similar.
My issue is, like, I mean, look, I have 3 daughters now. One is little, still 2 are grown up, but I want people like out there, you to protect them. And we should give you medals, not try to, you know, ban you or put you in jail.
Yeah, you would think. I don't think it was anybody at Twitter that pulled the trigger. I just think that the algorithm is so broken that if people get together, like I heard, from what I understand, a lot of these communists like to use like bot farms to kind of mass report accounts they don't like. So I think that's what
happened.
No,
they admit
there.
That. And I predicted that this happened last week, and now it's confirmed. X did reinstate you. They had to have a human go in and see this was false reporting on you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, to Elon's credit, I mean, he was on it pretty quick. I mean, 6 hours after we got banned, I mean, we were right back. So I really appreciate them for doing that. But it should have never happened in the first place. I mean, because there's so many other accounts that don't have 300,000 followers, that aren't friends with you, aren't friends with libs of TikTok and whatever, that they just get banned into oblivion and nobody knows about it. And I think it's ridiculous.
And that's what's wrong is so many of the, quote, little accounts that together are bigger than all of us combined, they're getting banned all the time with false reporting.
Yeah, 100%. And I mean, I think Elon needs to address that in general.
Well, it's the same way they false report police for doing stuff they didn't do. It turns out like 80% of reports against police. The police aren't perfect. I'll criticize them all day, but most of the time it's fake. And then the police are just afraid to respond now because they get reported.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, the left is always going to abuse whatever power they have. And, you know, that's why they're so good at winning, because we genuinely don't care about what other people do. We're so tolerant and nice. But the left, they will always just try to bully with any power they can. It's really freaking annoying. We have to start doing the same thing.
What is this video on screen right now? Is this a guy that pulls the gun on you?
Yeah, so that's John Rector in Malden, Massachusetts. He was trying to, he attempted to go meet an 11-year-old girl 4 separate times, and he wasn't too happy when we went up to him about it. And after 5 minutes talking to me, he just goes and reaches for a gun, pulls it out, and he starts chasing us down the street with it. It was pretty nuts.
We're going to play that clip when we come back, and I'm going to try to give you the floor to go through these clips. But, Alex, you've been coming on the show for years. You never talk about how we support you. If I was President Trump, when he gets elected, he should make you the head of the task force to stop this. How many pedos have you busted now?
I think 600 to 700. We have arrests in 46 different states now and convictions in 40. So we're doing our sleuth across
tiny,
the country.
With a tiny team.
Yeah, only 15 of us.
So you're like Paul Bunyan. You can cut down a whole forest in one day.
We're trying to, man, but it keeps growing back, sadly. But we're trying our best.
Would you say it's worse than it's ever been, or is it getting dialed back?
Well, you know what it is. I mean, it appears worse because we're doing more than ever because we basically found a way to factory farm pedos. But I think what it is, there's the same amount of pedos as there were like 50 years ago, same rate of pedos, but they can just offend 24/7 because of the internet. Like, you know, it's not, they don't have to like pick a target. They can just go click two buttons and they have their target right there.
So there's the same number of pedos. They just, they got better machinery to do it.
Absolutely.
All right, Alex Rosen, stay there. We'll come back. Incredible videos coming up.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air. Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available, and that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us, but now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
mentioned prosecutions and convictions of Alex Rosen and his 15-person team in the last 3-4 years. It is dizzying to imagine what the federal and local law enforcement can do. They were turned loose. But as Alex Rosen has exposed before, maybe you should talk about it now, in Democrat Party jurisdictions like Portland or Seattle or Austin, Texas, they just won't let you go after them. It's free reign. So can you imagine, with all the drag queen story time and all the San Francisco gay pride parades that aren't even that, they're the giant pedophile events, can you imagine what's really going on in these jurisdictions? This is pedophile rule. Now, Alex, I want to get to some more of these clips, what the system doesn't want people to see while they're trying to censor you and just took you off X, but Elon reinstated you when he found out what happened. To his credit, he's been a big critic of all this stuff. What would you say about the current climate in America with the targeting and sexualization of children?
Well, like you were saying about certain jurisdictions, yeah, Austin, Texas, they don't even show up to our calls. Portland, Multnomah County, Multnomah County actually does stuff, surprisingly. We got some people arrested there. But Seattle, tough to do anything in King County. Like it takes a lot for them to arrest. But we were just in St. Paul a couple days ago in Ramsey County, Minnesota, which is right next to Minneapolis. Cops didn't show up. Predator admitted to watching child pornography to infants on the dark web. Cops didn't even want to care and didn't show up. It's terrible. So yeah, I mean, pretty much where all this drag queen stuff goes down.
So somebody's watching babies being raped and the police don't care.
Right. Those jurisdictions, it corresponds. Like, if they allow all that crap in the schools, the cops usually don't show up to our calls. But then yesterday, we got a guy arrested in Arkansas in Benton County, I think it was. He was in Rogers, Arkansas. And, you know, cops rolled up. They detained him when he admitted to child porn right on their body cam. And they did their job and arrested him. It was simple.
We're going to show a shot of this guy, but guys, put the HD image up. Here he is. What happened here? And we'll play some of the clips.
All right.
What happened yesterday?
Yeah, so that's Bradley Johnson. He lives in Rogers, Arkansas. Currently, he lives in Benton County Jail. And he was messaging us for 3 years under a pseudonym online. And one of my teammates found out who he was. She did some crazy stalker woman stuff, somehow found it. And I approached him at his home. He admitted to viewing child pornography as young as infants and buying child pornography as well, and texting tons of children online. And, yeah, cops did their job and did what they were supposed to do and arrested him for it.
Well, that's really horrifying that the jurisdictions do nothing like Austin, Texas, if they're Democrat. But if you pull back and look at the border and the Senate report before Trump even got in, admitted massive numbers of kidnapped children to sex trafficking. Now it's 500,000+ missing, many of them in sex trafficking. I mean, this is just insane. Are you running into migrant children being trafficked?
Kind of, sort of. So we notice there's a lot of groups online, like on these encrypted apps that are sharing child pornography. A lot of these groups are always in Spanish. And when we try to translate what's being said, like we put it into a translator, it's always somebody from Mexico or some South American country basically producing the child porn. And then we're getting the people who are receiving it, like, you know, Bradley right there. So yeah, it is a lot of trafficking in those countries and at the border. And it's a very real thing. I mean, that's where the majority of it's coming from, at least the past couple of years we've seen.
Absolutely incredible. So the Democratic Party and their supporters are now aiding and abetting pedophiles.
Directly or indirectly. Absolutely.
Next level. Let's go to clip C. A pedophile just pulled a gun on Alex Rosen. This happened a few weeks ago, or even a week ago. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the time on this. Tell us where this was. We'll play the clip.
All right. This was, Malden, Massachusetts. That was John Rector. It was like 2 weeks ago, I think, something like that, sometime in June.
And what happened?
He ended up getting arrested on a ton of felony charges. He was not lawfully carrying in Massachusetts, so that was easy to arrest him on, and he's on a no bail hold because, you know, he tried to kill us with a freaking deadly weapon. So he's in jail for that.
Give us the backstory. How did you discover him? What we're going to show the clip, but give us the backstory.
Yeah, so he messaged us on Facebook. He was going after who he thought was an 11-year-old girl. He drove to Maine. That's where we were posing in. He drove to Maine four separate times, talked about all the sex that he wanted to have with her. And eventually, we're in town and we go meet up with him. And he got very hostile very quickly. Like, you know, he's like, okay, I messed up. I knew she was 11, but we're not talking anymore. I'm like, all right, John, come on. And then he starts going to his car. I'm like, John, are you reaching for something? And he's like, not responding to me. I'm like, John, are you reaching for anything? And he goes into his car, he pulls a gun out, and I start backing away. And he's like, if you come closer, it's going to be bad. And then I just start taking off running. Everybody else, you know, gets out of there. And he starts chasing us down the street. And, you know, we, you know, hid somewhere and called the cops, and they did their job.
Here's a clip.
Well, I'm sorry about that. No, listen to me, John. John, hold on.
Hold on.
You got a gun in your car? Uh-oh. John? You reaching for anything? Okay.
So you picked up
John,
on
hold
her.
Hold on. John. Okay, I'm leaving.
So what type of gun did he pull on you? A handgun? And this just shows how dangerous your job is.
Yeah, it was a handgun, and you know, we pack in states we're allowed to, but in Massachusetts, the gun was not with us. So yeah, we were pretty much defenseless, and that stuff like that can happen.
And notice how the predators know that, don't they? They know you're in a state you can't protect yourself. They don't mind breaking the law, but you don't.
Oh, 100%. I mean, he himself had an unregistered gun. You know, that was one of his charges. But yeah, I mean, that is like firsthand experience of if we had a gun, we would be better off.
Let's go to the next clip. What is this anime pedophile clip?
So that's our first arrest in New York City. I'm just very surprised they arrested him. This guy came to go meet who he thought was a 12-year-old girl for oral sex, and his name is Erwin Rahmer, R-A-H-M-E-R. And he tells me that he had over 100 files of child pornography on his laptop and 100 files on his phone. As young as babies, he was into the dark web stuff. And NYPD, even after trying to make excuses to not arrest him, they actually did arrest him, and I'm very happy about that.
Let's play that clip. Here's clip E.
This nigga is a pedophile!
Let's have a talk about Ariel, okay? We can just go in the light over there. Sorry to meet you like this. You obviously, I think you know what I'm here to talk to you about.
Yeah.
Okay. How old is Ariel?
13.
Appreciate your honesty. How did the conversation kind of start with you and her?
Yes. Flirting and whatnot.
And there was definitely some flirtatious stuff here, like, I'd like to have a taste and...
Yeah.
Basically, the oral sex, that would have been up to her to do today.
It was, you know, her choice.
Okay. Are you into anime?
More or less.
What anime is that?
Azur Lane.
I'm big into One Piece. Here it says, well, fine, I'm going to eat and taste what's between your legs. Kiss your breast nonstop. Same with your lips. She says, hee hee, makes me excited. And he said, all right, let's hope you don't change your mind. When's the last time you were with a female at all?
10 years.
10 years?
Yeah.
Well, it's starting to kind of make more sense to me now. I think if you had a girlfriend, you wouldn't be here right now.
I don't think I even want one.
Upon scrutinizing your behaviors and observable tendencies, it becomes increasingly apparent that you embody the characteristics emblematic of an individual harboring a profoundly unsettling and morally reprehensible proclivity towards entertaining or engaging in fantasies that revolve around
interactions with prepubescent children. You say the pedophiles have always been there, whatever percentage it is, but I kind of disagree. The media is promoting it and pushing it all over the place. It seems to me like it's increasing. I know we have more awareness now because they're online, but I Alex, I think you're wrong. I think it's increasing.
Well, so here's what it is. So I think those feelings have to be there in the first place. But when you have forums like on the dark web, forums like on Telegram, where they're just posting child porn like that, talking about their fantasies, I think it enables them to be like, okay, this inkling in my mind, now it's going to snowball.
So you're saying it boosted.
Yes, exactly.
Look, you've got a lot of control. I see a lot of the predator hunters who aren't professional. I'd probably be that guy where they beat the shit out of them. How do you not lay hands on these people?
Well, you know, the way I look at it is, would I rather pay a $200 speeding ticket or get slapped by the cops a few times? I'd rather get slapped by the cops a few times. So slapping a pedo is like the least bad thing that can happen to them. Like, obviously what we should do.
So you want to protect kids and put them in jail for 10 years?
Right. That's a better solution, I think. Yeah.
So
that's
I remember your story. Was it 4 years ago? I'm going from memory. You're like a college football player, you know, starting guy. And then you hear about this. You don't believe it. You go check it out. 5 minutes into you doing a test, people are trying to have sex with you as a 10-year-old girl or whatever it was from memory. Recap that. And then now you're here, the most successful independent person publicly with 600 arrests, all these convictions. I kind of gestalted my memory. What's the real history of you? Because it's very, very interesting. And what if more people got involved, we could just stop this.
Yeah, I think that could definitely be the case. But yeah, I'm 24 now. So 5 years ago, I was 19 when I started doing this. And yeah, left college football to do this after 2 weeks of doing this. It was just nonstop. I really didn't know how common it was for somebody to go meet a kid off the internet or how willing they are to do it. But yeah, 30 minutes after I made that fake account, somebody wanted to go meet a 15-year-old boy, and now we're traveling the country getting people into babies and toddlers. So yeah.
I'm just speechless at this point. Well, where do you see all this going?
Well, you know, eventually we want to get some laws changed, and we want, well, first of all, laws need to be enforced. I mean, we've caught so many sex offenders that, like, as soon as they get out of prison, they start doing this again. Like, even ones that went to prison when there was no cell phones, they get out of prison, they get some crappy $50 cell phone, they somehow find child porn on there, somehow find kids to talk to. I think there needs to be awareness, like, there should be a one-strike rule for pedophilia. There shouldn't be a second chance. And I think not enough prosecutors in either blue or red counties understand that.
I don't even understand it, but it's definitely historically in every culture, there's groups that target children, and when you don't block those people, they take over and become the government. And with Biden, his whole history, it looks to me like we have a pedophile president.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't understand how, you know, I got my issues with Trump, but I don't understand how anybody can vote for Biden after Ashley came out and said that diary is real. Like, how is that not like a deal breaker that he molested his 5-year-old daughter? That makes zero sense to me. But, you know, again, I can't really understand how Democrats think nowadays anyway.
All right, I'm going to play clip F here, and warning, viewer discretion is advised. We got to expose this. Just like the parents that go to school boards and read the book that sixth graders are reading, and then they get arrested or kicked out. They're like, you can't read that. It's obscene, but kids are giving it. We're not trying to censor books, folks. We're trying to stop them from getting to children. I've luckily never run into child porn, never seen it, but I have seen the books that are in the Austin Library for elementary, middle school that are graphic cartoons of children being raped by adults and teaching kids it's great, go do it. I mean, instead of telling kids go get a butterfly collection or go fishing or go play football or go to the museum or write an essay or get a job or learn how to fix an engine or learn how to work on a farm or plant a garden, they're literally telling them go out and have these predators do this. You have all the grooming that's going on versus you exposing the behind-the-scenes stuff. I want to get your take on the overall grooming. Here is clip F. Who is this fully describing infant child porn?
So that would be Bradley Johnson from last night, the guy we got arrested in Rogers, Arkansas. He was a pretty avid child pornography buyer, and he was one of the smarter ones because online to our decoys, he never crossed that line into soliciting a sexual act. He was very careful to not do that, but we kind of felt like if he's talking to kids for all these years, he has to be into child porn. So that's what we came to his house for. We interviewed him. He admits to child porn. When the cops roll up, I get him to admit it on their body cam. So they detain him, and he gives him consent to go and to go search the home, and they find it on his computer, and he's currently in jail right now.
That's the weird thing. You're kind of catching, which is an important work, the low-level kind of retarded pedophile. But then you've got the high-level operatives. Have you been able to expose or penetrate any other networks?
Well, you know, a lot of the high-level ones producing the stuff, you know, they're in foreign countries. Like, America is the biggest consumer of child porn, but not the biggest producer of it. Like, we've caught people, you know, producing child porn of their own daughter, molesting their own kid and stuff like that. But that's a lot more rare than the person who, like Bradley, who's just kind of, you know, consuming it rather than producing it. So,
but the consumers feed the production.
Right. Yeah, it's a symbiotic relationship for sure. But obviously, we wish we could go to Mexico and, you know, find the people producing it. But that's a whole other ball game.
You think the Mexican government's turning a blind eye?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, that's why it's so easy to do it in Mexico because, yeah, I know the FBI doesn't really do their job here too much. But
the way the government here tackles the child porn is so much better than any of these other countries where it just kind of runs freely, like India, Mexico, Ukraine, Russia, all that stuff.
We see a lot about Russia and Ukraine. What's happening there?
Well, Ukraine, I believe, is the number one producer of child porn in the world, if I'm not mistaken. But a lot of these dark websites are trafficked Russian kids or trafficked Ukrainian kids. And that's, and, you know, as soon as we hear a pedo tell us that they were in a group chat on Telegram or some other app where it's Russian wording, we instantly know it's child porn. We start digging at that, and we hope they admit to it. So that's pretty much like, you know, 100% success rate when it comes to that stuff.
So where would you say in the world is the capital of child exploitation for sex?
Well, the most recent stuff we've heard and seen is, well, we're not like, you know, seeing the videos, but, you know, just hearing them say I'm in this group or that group. But, I would say Mexico has been the most recent one, but definitely Eastern Europe, if tied or number one. Like it's
probably the UN got constantly busted in the '90s, kidnapping kids and flying them out on planes. I mean, that was in mainstream news. UN big aircraft flying kids out.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if some of those pictures are from a result of something like that, because so many of these child porn videos and pictures get circulated around for years and years and years. And yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if that's something like that.
Would you say the pedophiles are starting to feel the heat, or are they more arrogant than ever?
Well, I will say that we're getting a lot more people now saying, this could be a sting or this or that. So they're definitely on some type of alert. But again, there's just so many of them that, you know, if one says, you know, if one's on high alert, there's 10 that aren't, that have no idea. So
are you concerned about your own security as they become more aware? It seems like more of them are armed now.
Yeah, it's definitely a concern that we have. But, you know, like I say, I could talk down people pretty well. Like we had a guy who put a knife to his neck a couple days ago in Springfield, Missouri, and he ended up not doing it to himself. So, yeah, I like to trust my ability, but, you know, there's always stuff I can't control. So that is a worry, man. It's just a risk we take.
Well, you're doing a great job. Here's clip F, fully describes infant child porn videos. Viewer discretion advised. Here it is.
Can't imagine doing it.
Comprehending
or
that.
It or selling it.
Yeah, and that's why we need to get these guys. So, like, what would they do with the babies?
Just touching them. It's about all you can do. Really.
Touching them where?
Yeah, down in their privates.
Okay. And who would it be? Like usually a guy or a guy or a female doing that to them?
I would assume mainly guys.
Okay.
Seen fingernails that I assumed were, you know, female.
To a baby.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean,
okay.
Not using their fingernails on them. I just see hands in the picture that had, you know, fingernails. So
okay.
Like,
so if you see hands in the picture, what's happening to the baby in that video where you see the hands or the fingernails?
Just touching, caressing,
okay.
Pointing.
Okay. Well, how do the babies usually react in these videos?
Well, not like they're enjoying it. I don't know if they are in pain. I'm assuming they're too young to understand what's going on.
So how do they react? Like,
most of them just land.
Okay. Fair enough. What races have you seen where it's like that goes that young? Like,
I'm terrible at that. I don't want to profile or anything like that.
Oh, who gives a fuck? Brown, okay.
Oh, yeah, don't say a race. That raping kids is fine, but just don't say what color they are.
Do you hear them speak any languages in the videos? Okay, what are the sounds like in those videos, or what sounds are being made?
Well, they're usually muted.
Okay.
Either I got my volume down, or they don't record sound.
Okay.
Again, sound like an expert, but I'm assuming.
No, I know you're not. I get that.
I'm assuming, yeah, they probably want to drown out any kind of something that might give them away.
Sure.
All right, I can't listen to any more of this. I want to play this clip. This is you being kicked out of the Hillary Clinton speech. When was this?
In October of 2023.
Yeah, here it is.
He's going to get up every day.
Hey, Hillary, why's your husband in the Epstein Island 26 times?
Turn ball with Epstein. Hillary's first job as a lawyer was protecting pedophiles in Arkansas. I mean, she is a pedo lawyer. Really, the pedophilia is a screening process for evil, folks. If you'll do that, you'll do anything. That's kind of the gateway drug to the Satanism. So they are dragging Alex Rosen out.
Is this necessary, officer? You guys are dragging a grown man out. Is this necessary? Seriously, come on. Hey, is this necessary, guys?
Get out.
Don't hit me, man. You guys are dragging somebody out in public.
You're not welcome. Private event.
You decide
so why do you guys support, like, just endless government spending? I mean, she's giving more money to white people in Ukraine than you freaking idiots in Houston keep voting for her.
Watch out.
Endless money to Ukraine. Endless money for Israel. She's not anti-establishment. You guys work for the same shit over and over again. Same crime. It's going to be like just like Chicago. You guys love this shit.
All right, you have a blessed day, sir.
So Hillary definitely didn't like that. Alex Rosen, how do people follow you? How do they support you? And we appreciate you.
Thank you all so much. The best way to follow us is Predator Poachers on Rumble, PREDATOR space POACHERS. Completely free to follow on Rumble. That's a great way to just, you know, make sure we can keep doing what we're doing. And then if you want to support financially from there, you know, hit me up on Rumble. I'll tell you how. You can press that members only button, you know, as well. But yeah, and our Twitter is iFightForKids, iFightForKids. And thank you always.
Well, Alex, I'm not saying Elon's perfect, but I'm glad that when these accounts get suspended like yours, he swoops in and stops it. So thank God. I mean, what would you say reach-wise? Where are you getting your biggest reach? Is it X right now?
Yeah, no. My social media guy's a freaking G. So, yeah, definitely X right now, but, you know, Rumble's pretty good, too. So really everywhere.
So I Rumble mean, and like- X is where it's at. We should support them. Alex Rosen, thank you so much.
Thank you all. Y'all take care.
Have a great 4th of July coming up. All right, we've got a big whistleblower contractor inside the FEMA camps being built. You can't hype something this big up enough, okay? And I told you for the last week I'll do a big deep dive on FEMA camps and their history, their current operations. But we're going to do an hour right now on this and probably tomorrow. There's been so much breaking news. I haven't done it, you know, since last Thursday. We're going to do a very, very big deep dive on this probably tomorrow. But next hour, deep dive from an eyewitness contractor to all of this. But listen, I can't do this without your help. I need you to support us. I need you to make the decision to say, these folks are fighting for human liberty. They're tirelessly, fearlessly fighting. I'm going to support them. Plus, you get great products in the mail. So you have to make the decision to go to drjonesnaturals.com, where they're running a huge sale. They're about to sell out of TurboForce 10-Hour Clean Energy, still 40% off, 43% off. You've got the highest quality colloidal silver, Silver Bullet, the private label of what's sold at Whole Foods for $30 for $12.98 on sale right now, 57% off. Silver Bullet, topical or for ingestion, amazing antiviral, antibacterial. Bullet, drjonesnaturals.com. The next level foundational energy, not a stimulant, but it has that effect with no letdown. It's the breakdown of folic acid with the key compounds of the body that just do incredible things. Next level foundational energy. All the nano silver products, the nano silver super blue toothpaste, fluoride free, with the tea tree oil, with the iodine, with all the other organic great compounds like organic peppermint, super silver, all of it is at drjonesnaturals.com, the tooth whitening toothpaste, the turmeric toothpaste, the activated charcoal toothpaste. It's all selling out. My dad's got to get enough money in to reorder it, but he got behind with all the stuff that's going on. So everything's in stock right now. He's a great sponsor. You just support the sponsor. We're in a fight directly against the deep state. We can only do this with your support, drjonesnaturals.com. And don't forget, at InfoWarsStore.com, we have the Spirit of 1776 Summer Super Sale going on right now. 40% off on Nitric Boost, DNA Force Plus, Bazobeat, Survival Shield X3, Survival Shield X2 back in stock, and more. InfoWarsStore.com. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The United States operated Native American concentration camps in the 1830s that went on for decades and later evolved into reservations. During World War II, the U.S. imprisoned Japanese Americans. About 1,000 indigenous Aleuts of Alaska were forced into camps as their homes were burned to the ground so that invading Japanese forces could not use them. After the war, the United States seized Okinawan homes and burned them to the ground to make way for military bases, forcing 300,000 civilians into concentration camps, and deliberately starved about 1 million Germans to death in prison camps. The Subversive Activities Control Act of 1950 led to the construction of concentration camps meant to hold American dissidents. In 1961, the U.S. forced 8 million South Vietnamese civilians into prison camps to deprive the Viet Cong of any potential support. Starting back in the late 90s, Alex Jones has been releasing films warning that people are being conditioned to accept seeing their neighbors rounded up and thrown in prison camps, such as the WTO protests, where hundreds of protesters were arrested and thrown into jail. The 2004 Republican National Convention, where over 1,000 protesters were arrested and sent to a makeshift prison. And in Katrina, where police went door to door confiscating guns.
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house, sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn. and instructions to disarm anyone inside.
You say guns will be taken?
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons. Sir.
You see, for over 20 years, the Federal Emergency Management Agency has been building and constructing, maintaining concentration camps as well as the personnel to incarcerate literally tens of millions of Americans. It seems now, with some of the latest developments, they are attempting, in a psychological warfare program, to condition and control the populace so the populace will actually believe that all of this is needed to maintain the public safety.
As we in the research community say, this is a psyops. They're preparing people for what is coming, not what is being presented today.
So you're saying they're preparing people to accept it with incrementalism?
That is correct, like the old frog example. You know, you put the frog in the water and you just gradually continue to raise the heat on the water until the frog is cooked.
After 9/11 came the Patriot Act, and American citizens officially became potential enemies of the state. In 2006, President Bush amended the National Defense Authorization Act to grant the president power to declare martial law. And in 2007, signed Directive 51.
For the smallest of reasons, including, in the document's own text, any incident in the world, regardless of location, that affects population, infrastructure, environment, economy, or government functions, can trigger, at the president's will, total martial law.
During COVID, healthy people with no symptoms were arrested and locked in prison camps because they failed a fraudulent PCR test. And if they tried to escape, their fellow prisoners reported them.
The second she jumped over, we all freaked out because we just wanted to call, like, to let the wellness people know, let the police know.
In response to their 000 calls, she was picked up by the police within 15 minutes and fined $5,000.
Prison camps are being built all over the world, and they are for whoever the government sees as a threat to their agenda. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we had a former senior Border Patrol agent on last week who's put out a documentary film exposing the massive expansion of emergency centers under FEMA, civilian camps in America. And he said one of his great sources was Christina Hutcherson, and she's a federal contractor, board expert, geopolitical security expert, in defense contracting for 25 years and strategic execution and planning. And I'm not going to go over her whole bio, but she's at WFFA.win, meetforamerica.org. And she has really documented what's really going on. She sent me an excellent breakdown, which we moved her from last week today because she's such a big guest. I wanted to get more details of specifically what she has seen and what she has witnessed. Because we know going back to Rex 84 under Reagan and before that with the Japanese internment camps, this is going on. And it's admitted in a lot of documents, but according to her information, it's being expanded. Then we turn on the nightly news, we're told Trump's a dictator. We got to put the Trump supporters in prisons. So they accuse us of what they're doing, and they're pushing this whole totalitarian system, and they use COVID to build these camps all over the world. So clearly this is being pushed as an idea. So it's great to have Christina Hutcherson on with us. Christina, you can start at the beginning or wherever you want to raise the alarm as a modern Paul Revere. Thank you so much for being on with us. And sorry I moved you from last week to today, but thanks for being here.
No, thank you so much, Alex, for having me on. It's a pleasure. Yeah, we are in serious peril times right now. And I was listening to the opening, and it's very true. What has been going on over decades has been a precursor to where we are now. It's not just a psychop, but it's what we call synth-ops. A synth-op is basically a social intel psychological operation as well. And so we had to slowly, like the frog, condition not just Americans, but on a global scale, the normalcy of having these types of encampments all over the United States and outside of the United States borders, to usher in what I believe can be utilized for very nefarious activity.
So tell us, I know you're a current contractor, so you get into that, but when you started to see things you were concerned about, when you decided to go public, I mean, what you've witnessed, what's actually happening?
Well, so my journey started in 2020. I am the CEO of a company. I've been in the government contracting realm for over 25 years. We help with the troop drawdown in Iraq and Afghanistan. We were over there for 5.5 years. We won 4 LEAP awards for a project, for the certain many projects that we did over there. We've been contracted for under DHS. We were contracted under President Trump to look at wars on different fronts. So our organization has been entrenched in the DLA, the DOD, the Pentagon, and other agencies for a very long time. And so when I started looking at everything that was going on, in 2020, leading up to the 2020 presidential election, which I believe was the second coup attempt on American soil, the first being John F. K. I'm a Christian, Alex, and I was called to do this. I stepped down as CEO of my company at that time. I created what's called Women Fighting for America. And 2 weeks into the Biden administration, I had a friend of mine call me up and say, Christy, I want you to take, can you go look at what's going on in Yuma, Arizona? 2 weeks into the Biden administration. So this was a pre-planned invasion. I believe that this is a military operation, and we're going to get into the weeds of this, and we're going to break this down into bites that every American citizen can actually understand in their terms. Because when I started on the journey, I took a very small elite team with me because I didn't want to just look at Yuma. God said, Christy, I want you to take the team, go into Tijuana, Mexico, and I want you to drive the full 2,000 plus southern miles of the border. And that's exactly what we've done. I've also been on the northern border, 30 states in between, East Coast, West Coast borders, and I've been outside of the United States as well, both in Latin America, Mexico, the Caribbean, and Europe. Looking into a very deep dive from an intelligence perspective of how the globalist elites, how our own administration and other government agencies around the world, and I believe also certain countries' leaders are involved and engaged in this global plan for control.
So let's talk about what you started witnessing and what specifically, from what I've seen the film you're in and the researchers, the Border Patrol whistleblower, they're expanding these all 50 states. What's happening?
That's correct. So in the brief that I gave you, if you want to talk about FEMA specifically, so we'll flip over to the FEMA. And I made this detailed briefing.
Well, just start in the beginning. Give us a briefing. Start at the beginning if you want.
Oh, sure. Okay. I did it because it's very important for everybody to understand this. So the executive summary, this is a comprehensive analysis of migrant processing and housing facilities, aka illegals. And this is a huge scope. It doesn't just cover United States. It covers Latin America, Caribbean, Canada, and Europe. These are Nazi Germany repurposing infrastructures that I have seen. So why do I say that this is a military operation? Because when you're in theater in war zones, that's what in theater means, or outside of war zones, when you have to go in and you have to set up immediate type of structures to either house the dissidents or the terrorists or the criminals, or also to protect and defend the troops or the civilians who are going to be in these facilities. If you look at how they have set these camps up around the United States. They are very reminiscent of what we would do on a military-style operation. And this is very concerning. If they weren't concerned, if the federal government wasn't so concerned, why would you have to put out for bid in the private sector armed guard services, breaking down everything from egress, static sites? We're going to get into that, but this is very, very concerning. So when you look at on page, the overview of sites. So in the United States, and by the way, their numbers are false, but we're just going to go by their numbers. Capacity, 39,400 migrants, key locations, New York, New Jersey, Texas, Arizona, California, facility types, hotels, military barracks, detention centers, and temporary shelters. Latin America, key countries, Mexico, Panama, Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, Aruba, the Bahamas, and I have a more detailed list of every single country in the Caribbean, shelters, processing centers, private accommodations, Canada, Toronto, Vancouver, Montreal, Calgary, the type of facilities, shelters, temporary housing, processing centers. In Europe, UK, Ireland, Spain, Germany, France, Italy, Greece, reception centers, informal settlements, hotels, converted buildings. So when I look at this for potential military repurposing, if you look at historical data, Alex, and you played some of that at the beginning under Nazi Germany, they repurposed infrastructure for military and concentration camp purposes. Today's facilities could similarly be adapted for controlling populations, housing military personnel, and managing logistics. So what does repurposing scenario look like? So as we would break this down from a military term, you would have detention and internment camps. You would have military barracks. You would have logistical hubs, interrogation and intelligence centers, quarantine and health control centers. I don't know about you, Alex, but under COVID, do you kind of remember what was going on, what you showed at the beginning of your program? Also, think
that
about
that. That was one of the keys to conditioning people. They admitted was COVID. Yeah, it's right there in their own, right there in their own admissions.
And you look at the WHO treaty and the sign off of all of these world leaders allowing the WHO to have control. And make no mistake, even if you go in and look at some of the governors, I live in Florida, Governor DeSantis, he still has not repealed a law that he put into place that if there's another pandemic, and the WHO treaty executes, they can still come and round you up. This is frightening, everybody. Civilian control centers, as we call them CCCs. So strategic implications and dangers of this, security risk, authoritarian control, human rights violations, social unrest, geopolitical instability. Migration has a weapon, which we're already seeing migration as a weapon. And I'm going to talk about that for just a second, Alex, before we move on. Illegals who are placed into populations and are allowed to breach the laws of a country in a sovereign land. First and foremost, every person that's entering the United States illegally, they, by our own laws right now, are not allowed to even stay in the country. They should be completely deported out of the country based on our own law. So we have the highest levels of the office of the White House giving instructions to Alejandro Mayorkas, DHS, who oversees Border Patrol and our national security from the interior. They are telling them to stand down and not to uphold the laws that are already on the book. So in essence, they are breaking currently our constitutional laws.
And by the way, this Rex 84 under Reagan, they proposed to him martial law if the border collapsed, which was their older plan. Now they're collapsing it and using that as an excuse for martial law. So it's basically Rex 84 happening now.
That you're 100% correct. And then you look at geopolitical instability with economy. It's an economic strain. So what are we seeing, Alex? We are already trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. We are beholden to China. China owns most of our debt. This is very dangerous ground. That's a story for later on or another day. But if you look at the impact that the illegals are having right now, it's over $2 trillion that our taxpayer-funded dollars are utilizing to take care of illegals coming into our country. Housing, food, shelter, school systems, hospital systems, critical infrastructure like ambulances and things like that that are taking away jobs. I mean, I could go on and list the economic instability and the strain that this is going to put on our economy and our country. We cannot sustain this, Alex. What is this for? Well, I can tell you, it's to collapse our internal financial strength as the United States of America, I believe.
Oh, no, I was about to say, they're getting ready to implode the old financial system and then pose as the savers when you have no food or energy or money and you have to come to these camps. It's not like, just like with a cell phone, you beg to be tracked and controlled. They're going to make most people beg to go to these.
That's correct. And think about the agricultural implications of this as well. So you've got Bill Gates. You have China, who owns Smithfield Foods, which is, by the way, the largest pork producing manufacturer and food company, period, in the United States. Then you look at the migration, and we're going to get into all of the camps and all of the locations. Well, they're strategically placed also during and near trade routes. That is very critical, because imagine now these camps that are placed from Central America all the way up through Mexico and into Canada and also through the Caribbean, when they are turned into, I believe, some of these military outposts, they can also stop the flow of goods and services and critical needs, whether it's medicine, food supplies, et cetera, to squeeze like a boa constrictor the United States of America. And again, a brilliant military strategy. So you look at historical pattern analysis, and that's what I've done as well. Geopolitical instability, economic disparities, climate change impacts, the climate change hoax, that's another way of regulation and control that they are utilizing in this climate migration, is false narrative, again, to lure individuals, again, through psychological warfare, incentive, social media warfare, conflicts in the Middle East and Africa. We'll get into that if we have time. But all of this, make no mistake, whether it's the Ukraine, whether it's the invasion on October 7th into Israel, whether it's the climate crisis and all of the migration crisis, not just in America, and we're going to delve into how this is implicating the rest of the Western, free Western world. All of this is a brilliant military operation to, I believe, usher in the new world system. We already have a parallel government that was set up, started in 1971. All moving pieces, all of the chess pieces are in place. The only thing, Alex, that is standing in the way is the United States of America. And when I say that, I'm not talking about President Donald Trump. I believe he's an incredible president. I'm fully behind him and supportive of him. We need him in office, but he is not going to be able to do the job alone. What they're afraid of is the American people and the American spirit. That's who they have to remove to completely destabilize and take out the United States of America.
And not just America, but the whole world, because America is not there to be looked up to. The whole world falls. But I want to go through your great briefing here, and there's a lot more to get to. We only covered like 5% of it. But larger issue, when did you start seeing the specifics about building and expanding all these emergency internment camps around the country?
So this is a pretty quick spin up. So I'm going to skip to the FEMA section so we can kind of go over that, because I think it's very important to talk about this. So from a contractual perspective, so when you're in the contracting world, Alex, there's certain sites that you have to pay for and be vetted to have access to these government contracts. You have to have NAIC codes. You have to have all sorts of approvals by the federal government to access this information. So recently, and this was in April, end of April, beginning of June, they put out an IDIQ. So the IDIQ, if you go to, actually, it's even beyond that. So FEMA Operations Support for Security Guard Contractors. They also have it disguised under housekeeping, which I thought was a really interesting way to word this particular type of contract, to include it as housekeeping services. So FEMA, I'm going to read it. FEMA is seeking operations support for security guard contractors that utilize fully qualified DOL category 27102 Guard 2 security services, and actually Guard 2 level EOS services and personnel. These services are required across various security posts and activities to ensure the safety and security of FEMA facilities and operations. The contract is structured as an IDIQ, which is an indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity, and request for information. The initial contract term is for 5 years with a total value of $29 million over that 5 years, and it includes options to extend. So I'm going to break that down really quick, what that actually means. So armed guard, it's really that simple. These are guards who have certain qualifications. They are armed guard services, and they need to have special qualifications. And the companies that they're going after have to have very serious background in theater, which is, again, in war zones and other requirements that they're doing. So key security services and responsibilities, Alex. Guard post and static sites. Purpose: maintain consistent security presence at designated locations. Responsibilities: monitoring and securing entry and exit points. Ensuring unauthorized individuals do not gain access. Reporting suspicious activities. We'll skip the qualifications. Access egress control. Purpose: manage and monitor flow of individuals entering and leaving the facility. Responsibilities: checking identification and verifying credentials. Controlling access to restricted areas. Logging entry and exit times. Security screening. Purpose: ensure that individuals entering the premises do not pose a security threat. Responsibilities: conducting searches of persons and belongings. Utilizing metal detectors and x-ray machines. Identifying prohibited items. Visitor processing. Purpose: facilitate the secure and efficient processing of visitors. Responsibilities: registering visitors and issuing visitor badges, escorting visitors to their destinations in some instances, maintaining visitor logs. Patrol and response. Purpose: conduct regular patrols and respond to incidences. Responsibilities: patrolling designated areas to deter and detect security breaches, responding to alarms and incidences, providing assistance, and reporting findings. Traffic control. Purpose: manage and control traffic flow to ensure safety and security. Responsibilities: directing vehicular and pedestrian traffic, implementing traffic control measures, ensuring safe entry and exit of vehicles. Contract information. It's an IDIQ. They have an RFI. And Alex.
And by the way, you're not just saying this from you being a contractor witnessing this. This is in public documents that are being put, because I recognize these, we've covered on air. This is going on.
This is active. This is going on. And by the way, this IDIQ is being rapidly awarded. And the other thing that was really alarming to me when I was looking at this, Alex, and I break this down on that page with Alabama where you just saw where it was detailed. If I saw this contract come out for 2, 3, 4 states, and I would expect that your usual typical players, you got Chicago, New York, New Jersey, where they've Texas, right? But when me and my team were looking at this IDIQ, and it was very clever how they've broken this down, this has been put out for bid in almost all 50 states under, again, different IDIQ names. They didn't want to put it under one huge umbrella because, of course, that would be pretty, in my opinion, major red flags.
So you saw Department of Defense style compartmentalization.
That's correct. And what's other interesting is not only is this a FEMA contract, Alex, this is a contract actually by DHS they're the oversight. And DHS, Department of Homeland Security, put this contract out to bid under the umbrella of FEMA.
And I've studied this for decades, but it looks to me like it's being radically accelerated right now.
Everything that I'm seeing, that is a correct statement.
Continuing through your breakdown.
So when you look at, so let's go back and let's look at that page that you had with Alabama. So we could sit there. I've detailed all of the locations, in a pretty high level view of every facility, both operated by the NGOs and other private sectors, the hotels. Our government.
For those that don't know, they've already beta tested with the illegal aliens and the NGOs in Europe and the U.S.
That's correct. And it's staggering. You have those numbers in front of you, Alex. It's pretty staggering looking at this report where all of these camps are already currently up and running. And so when you look at, I have to go back here. So let's look at the Alabama. Sorry, there's so many of them. So new and planned facilities, 2024. Regional processing centers, Guatemala and Colombia. Potential expansion centers in Ecuador and Costa Rica. Arizona, Yuma and Tucson sectors, they're currently building new facilities now. Texas, El Paso, new soft-sided facilities and large-scale processing centers. And by the way, these are for 2024. So I think that that's really important for you and your listeners to understand. You've got near Laredo, a new hub that's being installed. Other states, FEMA, DHS, these are out for bid.
And I think it's Alabama. Dual use for citizens and illegals, right?
When I'm looking at this and I've broken down and I've been studying this, I cannot come to any other conclusion. This is a conclusion. I look at the data, I look at information. That's what we do in the, when you're doing a deep dive into analysis of what there possibly could be.
Christina Utterson, we gotta go to break. Stay there. Your conclusion when we come back, you'll continue on for another 30 minutes. I'll be back again soon. Great work on this. We'll be right back in a few minutes, folks. Tell everybody you know, tune in now. This is important. Share this. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up. And they smash the bones and guts of the fish. And it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
You, the people, have the power. The power to create machines. The power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. To make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world. A decent world that will give men a chance to work. That will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power. But they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite!
Frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections, masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And we realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Barry Grathwald, in the early 1980s, as an FBI informant inside the Weather Underground, exposed their plan to put Americans in camps. Now the UN's all over the news saying they want to put people in camps en masse.
I brought up the subject of what's going to happen after we take over the government. We become responsible then for administrating, 250 million people. And there was no answers. No one had given any thought to economics. How are you going to clothe and feed these people? The only thing that I could get was that they expected that the Cubans and the North Vietnamese and the Chinese and the Russians would all want to occupy different portions of the United States. They also believed that their immediate responsibility would be to protect against what they called the counter-revolution. And they felt that this counter-revolution could best be guarded against by creating and establishing re-education centers in the Southwest, where we would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking and teach them how things were going to be. I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill. 25 million people. I want you to imagine sitting in a room with 25 people, most of which have graduate degrees from Columbia and other well-known educational centers, and hear them figuring out the logistics for the elimination of 25 million people. And they were dead serious.
But it's not going to happen, because we know about their plan, folks. That's who runs the federal government right now. It's basically Weather Underground alumni. Here's a short clip from a Canadian filmmaker. We're going to put the whole thing up on Next Today, dealing with the next lockdown.
We are bringing to you today's most important news from around the world. Despite all the extraordinary efforts, the government and health system workers are still struggling to bend the curve of growing cases caused by the latest variant of the virus. 5 more people died today, and 30 million tested positively. Citizens are now required to wear masks when they step out to the balconies of their isolation facilities, and take them off only when they are back to the safety of their rooms. Stay compliant. Stay isolated. Stay safe. And now, on to other news. As the whole planet went on the righteous crusade against climate change and global warming, we are excited to spread the word about another successful project. As science tells us, during the night, plants release CO2 into the atmosphere. CO2 is a powerful greenhouse gas that dramatically contributes to global warming. But don't worry. Almost 100,000 square miles of South American rainforest has been cleared, and this area is used to construct one of the largest solar panel fields in the world that will provide us with a tremendous amount of clean energy. We will keep fighting the deadly forests and defeat climate change. That is all for today. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.
This is Beyond the Great Reset. If you remember before the Great Reset, we're going to repost it at Real Alex Jones in about 10 minutes. Share the hell out of it. All right. Christy Hutcherson is a individual federal contractor who's seen all this, witnesses. She sent a lot of documents. A lot of these are public documents. So this is on record of what they're building, what they're getting ready for. Get back into what you're witnessing and then give us your personal perspective on what you think's coming and what's about to unfold.
Well, Alex, currently we have 38 states that have existing or expanding migrant processing and housing facilities. They have ongoing plans and the potential to extend these facilities to all 50 states. When all existing and planned facilities are operational, when they execute on all of these contracts that are already out for bid, 48 states in the United States will have migrant processing and housing facilities, which of course can be utilized in a very nefarious activity, which I laid out in a military style briefing, which we'll get to at the end when I bring all of this together. What's really important, I think, also to understand is that this is a global agenda. If you look at all of the, I broke down on a world scale, every processing facility, camp, however they want to name them, everywhere up and down the Caribbean, up and down Latin America, Mexico, Cuba, Venezuela, Canada, Ireland, Scotland, Spain, Italy, England, you name it, Greece, no place has been safe. These facilities have been set up all over the world. You cannot tell me, Alex, that all of a sudden in the history of the world and how we've, the migration patterns of individuals leaving their home countries for whatever reason, whether it's economic reasons, whether it's famine reasons, whether it's persecution, wars, famine, whatever, that all of a sudden on an unprecedented scale since 2020, that we have seen a massive uptick in 4 years in an unprecedented way to redistribute individuals from really bad countries. I'm going to be honest with you, from the Muslim world, from special interest countries, which are basically terrorist countries or known terrorist countries who do activity, single young adult males coming in and flooding our borders. Well over almost 70% who's coming over the border are young adult males. I've personally, me and my team, have been in what we call no man's land. This is an area where there's no phones. We have to have satellite phones. We've camped out there in the desert, and with, like I said, guys with very special skill sets. We've got all the goodies and we have tracked the cartels working hand in hand with, terrorists, Iran's Revolutionary Guard, China, you name it. And they're bringing these special interest aliens over here, by the way, of the tune of over $150,000, depending on the high value target that these individuals are. Our own government knows this. Our own Border Patrol and law enforcement know this. But
by the way, the FBI said that record numbers of Islamic terrorists, others are in the country now.
So I believe that there's going to be the perfect, it's the perfect storm that's brewing. And leading up to the presidential election, they know they cannot win. They have all of these encampments set up. They're furthering their plans to further set up more. I believe these are going to be to house exactly like that documentary from the Weather Underground, to house dissidents or those who might push back or those who, when they do the next pandemic, that they're sending individuals to. This is a brilliant military operation, make no mistake. And I believe America needs to be educated on this. They need to understand. And more importantly, I tell everybody, don't take my word for it. I don't want you to take my word for it. I've done the research. I have the skills. I have the programs that I can get into and look at and make a really intelligent analysis from a strategic perspective. But I want you to think for yourself and start looking at this information that I've laid out here. And Alex, I really hope that you lay out the full brief that I gave where individuals can actually get their eyes on this and go to the resources. I have cited resources, government resources, where you can get this information. This is so important and so critical because we are going to have terrorist attacks on our soil. Soft targets will be hit. American lives will be affected and unfortunately killed. Leading up, I believe that they're looking for chaos. They're looking for civil unrest so they can usher in what I believe will be martial law possibly. So you have to look at these scenarios. You have to look at the writing on the wall and you have to come up with
sure. I mean, we have more time to go over your briefing. Keep going over the other areas of it.
So, I mean, if you look at what's going on in Canada, Latin America, Europe, facilities, UK, Ireland, Spain, Germany, UK, 3,200 migrant housing spots across major cities in England and Scotland, Ireland, 2,170 migrant housing spots, Spain, 9,050 migrant housing spots, primarily in the Canary Islands and major cities. Europe, 15,000 migrant housing spots across Germany, France, Italy, and Greece. Italy, including the islands, facilities with a total capacity of 14,000 migrants. Again, the NGOs being used as, I believe, one of the greatest money laundering schemes of all time to bring down the demise of America and the rest of the world is the NGOs, that public-private partnership. By the tune of over $2 billion have been awarded to these NGOs, United Way, Salvation Army, Catholic Charities, Bethany Christian Services, the Mormons. I could list them on it, Catholic Charities, if I didn't already say that one, Red Cross, Salvation Army. All of these entities are aiding and abetting the demise of our country.
And people were worried back when George W. Bush did a deal for federal funding of churches, and a lot of conservatives like, great, but it violates church and state. But it wasn't to fund churches to promote Jesus. It was to fund religious organizations to become government front groups for the UN invasion. And we have the clergy response team videos we've got going back 20 years ago, 10 years ago, where they're quietly training preachers and paying them to be basically federal officers to tell folks, go to camps, turn your guns to control their churches.
You know, what really was alarming too is if you look at, again, like under Katrina, which you showed that film footage, Americans, they either forgot or they weren't paying attention. And they are looking at every single way possible to take the guns.
China's That's right. Katrina was a microcosm for a national emergency, a social unrest, a collapse, a cyber attack. Katrina, all the guns will be taken, and they had the preachers, the local organizations, the YMCA, all of them there to help put people in camps.
You know, neighbor spying on neighbor, turning neighbor in. Is this reminiscent of any other time in history? I would say so. I would say under Hitler's regime, street clearing, going street to street. By the way, Alex, they're also having exercises and drills. This has been going on for almost 3 years now. So the FBI and our other agencies have actually gone into major hospital systems, typically most of the ones that are funded by public dollars, right, federal dollars. Houston is one of the biggest, largest ones. There's some in Chicago and other places where they've told them, we want you to conduct mass casualty event drills. This has been going on for the last 3 years. It's also not a coincidence that they've also been testing our emergency response systems. This is all part of that plan. The sheriffs, I am very close to many sheriffs. I've worked with them for the last 4 years. And I can tell you, the sheriffs last fall, they were doing major training by our government agencies on mass casualty terrorist type events, and they were targeting soft targets and schools. This is very concerning. So they know something's up. Christopher Wray, I'm not a fan, but let me tell you
something. He says there's all the flashing lights, the worst we've ever seen.
And when they come out and they start talking and speaking about this, they know that the next phase is coming. So we need to be prepared for the next phase, because what they're doing is, again, this is called scent ops and psychological warfare. They're preparing you. So you're like, oh, well, Christopher Wray mentioned that. It's, well, we kind of knew it was coming. Well, let me tell you what's coming. It is going to be on a scale that we've never seen before. And when it happens, I believe it's going to happen swiftly. You know, it was interesting because when you look at, it's like Iran and China and Russia and North Korea and the transnational criminal organizations, aka cartels, are embedded. They are intertwined. Not only from the BRICS, which I won't get into that and all of the coziness that's going along to devalue the dollar, which is part of the strategy as well, but the incredible footprint that they have. Not only do we have all of these encampments, right, and all these facilities and processing and food facilities and aid shelters, all of this set up. Now you look at strategically, Alex, China, one of the most concerning things I think that I've seen China do, it's in Argentina. There is a space, in Argentina, they have a facility set up for a quote unquote space, and satellite, observations. The Argentinian people can only have 10% access to this facility. I believe it is a major, major spy facility. I'd love to come on and really break that down, later on. But China has major military port in Peru. We broke that story, by the way, a month ago, way before Fox News gave a little blurb about it a couple days ago. $3 billion port that can house submarines and military-grade equipment, dual-purpose port. Jamaica, dual-purpose port. Barbados, they are building a military facility in Barbados, by the way, which our satellites have been able to detect. Of undisturbed land, which we believe is the starting force military IBM silos. Cuba, IBM silos, military spy espionage camps in Cuba, China. Iran, same thing. I can just go over and over again. We are being choked out and surrounded by the enemy. I believe because we have an administration that is beholden to the new globalist agenda and more importantly to China, that China is a major player in all of this. And we need to understand that we have enemies inside at the highest levels who are committing treason. And I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, or independent. I don't affiliate with any party because they're all corrupt on all fronts. If they've been in office for a long time, Mitch McConnell, I could name names. All of these individuals have a globalist view. They do not care about.
Sure. So what do you make of Trump? But also, why are they? Because I have the UN head of global emergency response, Dr. Ryan, saying we're going to build camps. We're going to take families. We're going to break up people. We're going to put people in camps that don't agree with us. So they use COVID to beta test this. What are they getting the camps ready for? World War III, economic collapse, a new virus. I mean, because it's, as you said, it's all over the world. They're building these under UN sponsorship while the UN runs the Third World Invasion Force after cutting their country's resources off for years during lockdowns and then organize them to invade. But what is the trigger for all this? Why are they running around like an angry beehive or angry anthill expanding these?
Well, first and foremost, their 2030 agenda had to be supercharged to 2025. Those aren't my words. Those are actual words from the WEF.
You're right. Because they're behind.
They're behind. Well, and also, you know, they're a little arrogant. And so they are smug and they let the cat out of the bag a little bit sooner. They thought that they could get.
And by the way, their smugness is an act. From my own research, they're in a lot of trouble.
They are. So they're scrambling to keep their plans together. And we are so far behind the curb, Alex. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm very hopeful that the American people and the rest of the world who love freedom, love liberty, who are willing to stand up, not just act. Words, it's great to sit around a table and discuss this or on your programs. Words are powerful, but more powerful than words are you actually getting off your butt.
And let's talk about action because people can see all the craziness. They know the big moves happening. This is it, folks. You're totally right.
It is. So me and my team, including J.J. Carroll, who you had on your show last week, and I have a sheriff, a deputy sheriff who's coming, and then, of course, some individuals who have been in special operations and some of the best legal eagles for lawfare. We're willing to come and spend a day in your community and train you on what you need to do.
Exactly. Well, Americans have to recognize the globalists are going to use crises to get total control. They admit that in the Rockefeller and Rand Corporation and UN documents. They've already been caught running the COVID power grab. And so exactly, we know what it is. We've got to become aware of this and not comply because they've tried the bird flu. They've tried the monkeypox. They've tried it all. People aren't buying it. That's the good news. It's as negative as this all is, Christy. It seems like people aren't buying it.
Well, unfortunately, Alex, I think there's still a lot of people out there who drink the Kool-Aid, right, and who believe this no matter what you say.
No, there's always followers, but there's a bigger and bigger group of leaders.
There's individuals who are really starting to step up. I'm seeing this all over the world. People are waking up. I love the fact that people are waking up. But we have to be in unison with, here's the most important thing. There's no I in team in military operations. No operation can be executed without multiple individuals involved. And what do I mean by that? Trump is going to be great. Hopefully, if he gets back into office, we'll see that the jury's out. But I don't put my hope in that. What I'm putting my hope in is training effective individuals, civilians, to be in unity together, shoulder to shoulder, properly.
To recognize they got a plan to create a crisis to get us to accept rounding everybody up in total control. I agree. So in the time we've got left, we'll have you back. Let's go into the rest of your synopsis and your breakdown. Potential repurposing uses, detention, internment camps, military barracks, logistics hubs, interrogation intelligence centers, quarantine health control centers, civilian control centers. This is all in the official documents that are public. What's your point about potentially repurposing these?
So if you look at history, history always repeats itself. So during World War II, Nazi, and I believe a lot of these plans were formulated out of what Joseph Goebbels and Hitler and his team were able to formulate to control and to direct.
Sure, they had a population control plan. They had a space program. They had a exactly. That kind of got grabbed by the United States. That's not your opinion. That's on record.
That's correct. So what have they done? So any good leader takes, they don't have to reinvent the wheel. What they do is they benchmark and then they tweak it, right? So that's what you're seeing, this tweaking of this diabolical evil plan by the Nazi regime. And then you couple it in and sprinkle it in with, these world leaders, arrogant individuals who think they know more, these elitists, and they've developed this plan to completely reset the world on a global stage. Again, I've already said we already have the parallel government in place. You know, Alex, I say you look at the World Economic Forum. Think about that as the White House, because I like to put this in layman's terms. You've got the United Nations. Think of the United Nations as our Senate and the House of Representatives. The IMF, the banking system. NATO, our military force. The WHO, the FDA, and CDC. So you can see that we've got this parallel government already ready to go. And by the way, the leaders are already in place there with where their roles will be. And so everyone's like, well, who are they? Well, that's who they are. The banking system is huge. These people are evil, by the way. The Rothschilds, we don't even have time to get in on. I know you have educated leaders. So what I'm trying to say is the final phase is the military operation. And how do you, under the noses of everybody in the world, the American people, usher in internment camps, all of these reprocessing camps, everything that we need to the brainwashing camps, well, you do it under mass migration, right? Or under a plandemic. And that's what we've seen. And that's what we're seeing in 4 years, multi-trillions of dollars being spent for the demise of the American ideology and the Constitution, quite frankly.
And you have the Democrats claiming Trump's a dictator. He's going to kill everybody. He's going to bring in martial law, because it's the opposite. They're already bringing it in.
Oh, it's already a done. I mean, that part's already done. They always will say the other person's doing what they're actually doing. It's a classic psychological warfare, right? And you repeat a lie long enough, it becomes the truth to the people. And that's why you see the propaganda machine. You know, I think of what's going on in the modern media, and you look at what Joseph Goebbels was able to do with back then's technology. Imagine the reason why we've been able to polarize a world, right? A population with all of the media singing to that with a very, a supercharged, psychological operation. And they use things that pull at our heartstrings, right? That makes sense. Well, I don't want grandma to die. I don't want, to infect somebody else.
They guilt you to be the good guy and be the hero, and they use good people for total control. We'll have you back, Christy. People can find you at WFFA.win and meetforamerica.org, WFFA.win and meetforamerica.org. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon. Amazing job.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Meetforamerica.org if you want to get trained.
Absolutely. It's going down, folks. We wish this wasn't true, but it's obvious. Hiding and groveling will only get you killed. They're already injecting you know, 35 million people have died from the shots. All right, I'm going to start the next hour, hit some final key points ahead of who's hosting the fourth hour? Maria Z is loaded for bear from Australia with all of her guests, and they're the testing ground for all of this, so she is coming up. And then Owen Schroyer, an hour and 3 minutes from now, with the War Room. Could be the final days of InfoWars. Who knows? Maybe we continue on. It's an incredible time to be alive. Please follow me at Real Alex Jones. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You just have to flood a country's public square with enough raw sewage. You just have to raise enough questions, spread enough dirt, plant enough conspiracy theorizing that citizens no longer know what to believe. Once they lose trust in their leaders, in mainstream media, in political institutions, in each other, in the possibility of truth, the game's won.
Obama is telling you what he's planning in that video clip. We just posted this incredible little short 25-minute animated film that's so important to Real Alex Jones. It's up to you to get this out. Censored video, Beyond the Great Reset. New animated film exposes globalist plan for new lockdowns. At Elon Musk, please repost. Hit Elon Musk with that. He routinely reposts our stuff. But usually in responses back, so we get, you know, a million extra views, not 100 million like when he actually posts something himself. But that film needs to get out. That documentary needs to get out. All right, Maria Z is about to take over. It takes money to fight the globalist. I really consider and belabor this, but just go to drjonesnaturals.com. Just go there and get the nano silver products, get the wound gel, get the immune gargle, get the nano silver fluoride free toothpaste. Get the Kava Chill, get the Top Brain, get the Rocket Rest, Incredible Sleep Aid, get the incredible concentrated fiber greens from the concentrate of the sprouts, get the Next Level Foundational Energy, get the Immune Support, get it all, like the highest quality 30 parts per million, colloidal silver, the same brand sold at Whole Foods. We private label their top brand that they get supplied by. They sell for $30, normally sell for $20. It is $12 right now. Silver Bullet at drjonesnaturals.com. Great products you need, great products that empower your life, and it funds the operation. Write it down. Go there, drjonesnaturals.com, and I thank you for your support. We're fighting hard for my future, your future. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. Take action now. Get the multivitamin, the organic multivitamin. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. And don't forget, we have the big Spirit of 1776 Summer Super Sale, even bigger than the last sale, more products on sale. Up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, I have the list here. Let me find it. 60% off, even though it's going to sell out. We need the money right now. On the probiotic fiber, on Winter Sun, Brain Force Ultra, 40% off. Incredible Nootropic, Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. Nitric Boost, 40% off. VasoBeach, 40% off. X3 selling out, 40% off. DNA Force Plus selling out, 40% off. Ultra 12, highest quality, B12, Tiger of the Tongue, 40% off. Survival Shield X2, back in stock, 40% off. Limited run. Vitamineral Fusion selling out quickly. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. And we've been hard to shut down and hard to get off the air because of your steadfast support. But we are at the most critical juncture in our history. So get a copy of one of my books, signed or unsigned. Get a water filter. Get high-quality storable food, the lowest price you're going to find. It's all in stock, ready to ship. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And then, of course, drjonesnaturals.com. There are so many great products. We don't have time to list them all that are at drjonesnaturals.com. But regardless, it's like a donation. You can't lose. You know you're keeping this show on air, plus a great product comes in the mail. So write down the address, DR, like doctor, what it is, drjonesnaturals.com. And I want to thank all of you that supported us. I want to encourage those that have been on the fence. Why aren't you supporting us? What else can you do? I mean, we are not backing down. We're not giving in. We're having great victory. We are the place to bet on. I'm asking humbly for your support with our great sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com, right now, and InfoWarsStore.com. But drjonesnaturals.com is separate from InfoWars. It'll continue on whatever happens here. And boy, when this place gets shut down, I'm trying to stop it. But if it does, you're like, whoa, it's going to be an explosion. But what's the enemy planning after that? See, they want us out of the way for whatever they're about to do. A false flag, a race war, a cyber attack? We're not sure, but we're going to try to stay on air to counter it. We can only do that with your support, so thanks for your support.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
In Trump versus United States, the Supreme Court ruled that the president and former presidents may not be prosecuted for exercising core constitutional powers and are entitled to a presumptive immunity from prosecution for all official acts. The justices ordered the lower courts to apply this decision to the Donald Trump case being led by Jack Smith. In City of Grants Pass versus Johnson, the enforcement of generally applicable laws regulating camping on public property does not constitute cruel and unusual punishment prohibited by the Eighth Amendment. The Supreme Court has ruled that the law which disallows people from sleeping on public streets can be enforced against the homeless population. In Fisher versus United States, the Supreme Court has ruled that the key charge used to prosecute and sentence hundreds of Americans for walking through the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th, obstruction of an official proceeding, does not apply, which likely means freedom
for many American political prisoners. In Loper Bright Enterprises versus Raimondo, the Supreme Court overturned a 40-year-old case called Chevron that granted radical levels of power to federal agencies. Spike Cohen, at Real Spike Cohen, explains this case and its importance. A family fishing company, Loper Bright Enterprises, was being driven out of business because they couldn't afford the $700 per day they were being charged by the NMFS, the National Marine Fisheries Service, to monitor their company. The thing is, federal law doesn't authorize the NMFS to charge businesses for this. They just decided to start doing it in 2013. Why did they think they could get away with just charging people without any legal authorization? Because in 1984, in the Chevron decision, the Supreme Court decided that regulatory agencies were the experts in their field, and the court should just defer to their interpretation of the law. So for the past 40 years, federal agencies have been able to interpret laws to mean whatever they want, and the courts had to just go with it. It was called Chevron deference, and it put bureaucrats in charge of the country. It's how OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, was able to decide that everyone who worked for a large company had to get the jab or be fired. No law gave them that authority. They just made it up. It's how the ATF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, was able to decide a piece of plastic was a machine gun. It's how the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service, the NRCS, is able to decide that a small puddle is a protected wetland. It's how out-of-control agencies have been able to create rules out of thin air and force you to comply, and the courts had to simply defer to them because they were the experts. Imagine if your local police could just arrest you for any reason, and no judge or jury was allowed to determine if you'd actually committed a crime or not. Just off to jail you go. That's what Chevron deference was. It was not only blatantly unconstitutional, it caused immeasurable harm to everyone. Thankfully, it's now gone. We haven't even begun to feel the effects of this decision in the courts. It will be used for years to come to roll back federal agencies, and we'll all be better off for it. And that's why politicians and corporate media are freaking out about it. Spike Cohen. In an era of bad news, the U.S. Supreme Court has brought us some good tools that we the people can wield to work on restoring America. Happy Independence Day. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z of ZMedia.com, and I am so, so glad for that previous segment that Alex just did with Christy Hutchison. We're going to go to another Greg Reese clip. Huge shout out to Greg Reese there for that recent upload, but I want to go back to another Greg Reese clip that was played earlier on in today's broadcast about the camps that the government is planning. And the reason why is because it ties in a lot to my broadcast today. Just this week, the Australian mainstream media covered a broadcast that they call Spotlight, which, unlike the rest of Australian mainstream media, does get some views from the Australian public. And on that broadcast, they called it After COVID, and they said that they were going to inspect COVID and see what we did right, what we could have done better, hear from the audience who were there to air their grievances and really are demanding accountability, as are the Australian people. And let me tell you that the demands for accountability for the crimes that these criminals in government have committed in every single country without exception are growing. The demand for accountability is the people have not been they've not had their thirst for accountability quenched, despite the mainstream media's attempts, despite the celebrities that came out and said, screw your freedoms, you know, Schwarzenegger coming out and saying, I'm sorry for what I said. And some of those COVID criminals asking for amnesty. And saying, you know, we all made mistakes during COVID, and they thought that this would help them gain public trust again, that this would quench the thirst that the public have to see, really, people behind bars, but it has not. In fact, if it's done anything, it's angered us more, and it's made the calls for accountability grow even louder. I am now seeing across every single platform in my audience and beyond, people saying we will not be satisfied with simply an apology, even though the mainstream media is publishing, oh, we need an apology. We will not be satisfied with one person being arrested. We want to see actual justice for all of the COVID criminals. This is what I'm seeing across every single platform that I look at. People are not giving up, and they thought that they could move on to the next thing. They thought that they could launch an assault on the populations with war, with cyber, with LGBT weaponization of that movement. But people have not stopped talking about the crimes that were committed during COVID. And I, for one, am very, very happy with that, because we cannot let them get away with those crimes. They were crimes of the highest order, the biggest crimes committed throughout history, in history, against humanity. And we need to see justice for them. And there are efforts happening all over the world. We see now four additional states joining the state of Kansas in suing Pfizer. We have Professor Francis Boyle, who's been a regular guest of Alex's over the years, who has now signed an affidavit in a court of law in Florida to say that these are biological weapons and weapons of mass destruction. The rhetoric around what these injections actually are in the public sphere is now starting to look how it actually should, which is that the government in every single country attempted murder of their citizens, and that they are still trying to murder their citizens. For example, the Australian government is still recommending that people get boosters. In fact, that's just what happened on mainstream media this week. One of their experts telling the population that particularly the elderly should still be getting boosters. That is very, very dangerous, and I would suggest potentially lethal health advice. So their recommendations for these injections have not gone anywhere. Their push for these injections, albeit not done through mandates anymore, has not gone anywhere. This is very, very serious, and it's especially because they're planning now a bird flu summit coming up in DC in October. I will be covering that soon. They're planning other climate change summits and saying that we have to vaccinate the populations ahead of the next pandemic. This is something that was, again, said by the mainstream media just this week as they, I don't know, pretended they were trying to appease the public. I'm not really sure what it was that they were trying to achieve on Channel 7's after COVID spotlight, other than further angering the Australian population. Greg Reese recently released a very, very important report. It was played earlier in this broadcast, but I'd really love to play it again because it ties into what I'm about to go through today. Team, if you'll cue that up, please. The clip about the camps.
Been on for decades, and later evolved into reservations. During World War II, the U.S. imprisoned Japanese Americans. About 1,000 indigenous Aleuts of Alaska were forced into camps as their homes were burned to the ground so that invading Japanese forces could not use them. After the war, the United States seized Okinawan homes and burned them to the ground to make way for military bases, forcing 300,000 civilians into concentration camps, and deliberately starved about 1 million Germans to death in prison camps. The Subversive Activities Control Act of 1950 led to the construction of concentration camps meant to hold American dissidents. In 1961, the U.S. forced 8 million South Vietnamese civilians into prison camps to deprive the Viet Cong of any potential support. Starting back in the late 90s, Alex Jones has been releasing films warning that people are being conditioned to accept seeing their neighbors rounded up and thrown in prison camps, such as the WTO protests, where hundreds of protesters were arrested and thrown into jail. The 2004 Republican National Convention, where over 1,000 protesters were arrested and sent to a makeshift prison. And in Katrina, where police went door to door confiscating guns.
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house, sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn and instructions to disarm anyone inside.
You say guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons. Sir.
You see, for over 20 years, the Federal Emergency Management Agency has been building and constructing, maintaining concentration camps as well as the personnel to incarcerate literally tens of millions of Americans. It seems now, with some of the latest developments, they are attempting, in a psychological warfare program, to condition and control the populace so the populace will actually believe that all of this is needed to maintain the public safety.
As we in the research community say, this is a psyops. They're preparing people for what is coming, not what is being presented today.
So you're saying they're preparing people to accept it with incrementalism?
That is correct. Like the old frog example, you know, you put the frog in the water and you just gradually continue to raise the heat on the water until the frog is cooked.
After 9/11 came the Patriot Act, and American citizens officially became potential enemies of the state. In 2006, President Bush amended the National Defense Authorization Act to grant the president power to declare martial law. And in 2007, signed Directive 51.
For the smallest of reasons, including, in the document's own text, any incident in the world, regardless of location, that affects population, infrastructure, environment, economy, or government functions, can trigger, at the president's will, total martial law.
During COVID, healthy people with no symptoms were arrested and locked in prison camps because they failed a fraudulent PCR test. And if they tried to escape, their fellow prisoners reported them.
The second she jumped over, we all freaked out because we just wanted to call, like, to let the wellness people know, let the police know.
In response to their 000 calls, she was picked up by the police within 15 minutes and fined $5,000.
Prison camps are being built all over the world, and they are for whoever the government sees as a threat to their agenda. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Powerful, powerful reporting there from Greg Reese. As always, he is just so fantastic at what he does, condensing that information into highly digestible pieces. And the reason why I want to air that ahead of what I'm going to show you today is because the two are related. What we saw from the mainstream media this week in Australia was, as I said, although the views of the mainstream media in general all over the world have fallen, you know, as I put it on X, like metaphorically, like corpses trying to crawl out of graves because of the fact that they are so irrelevant now. This is why the New York Post, not New York Post, give me one second, let me go to that tweet. The New York Times saying that the First Amendment is out of control. Team, if you can find that, the First Amendment is out of control from the New York Times, and Wall Street Silver said the New York Times is out of control. And my commentary on that was because the mainstream media has lost the information war. And so in every single country now, they're calling for censorship of social media. They're calling for censorship of independent media because they've lost the monopoly on information. People don't trust them anymore. They go to independent sources. And so they are irrelevant. Not only are their businesses failing, but their ability to influence populations on behalf of the government, which they serve exclusively, is failing. And so in Australia right now, as we speak, we have mainstream media outlets. Imagine your version of CNN, which is Channel 9 here, for example, going into parliamentary discussions about how we need to censor social media. We need to make sure that the mainstream media are amplified because they are the trusted news sources. Literally scrambling for their lives and their very existence whilst all of their journalists that complied during COVID and towed the line and essentially accelerated the fourth industrial revolution begin to get replaced by AI. They are quickly, quickly fading into irrelevance. And of course, as they try to preserve their lives, very soon AI will replace them completely. So my advice to all of these mainstream media journalists is do what Tucker Carlson did, start actually telling the truth, and maybe people will actually care what you have to say rather than having complete contempt for you. And that is all that they serve to do anymore is be the target of the people's contempt. And that is certainly the case in every single country. But this clip about camps is very important and relevant to what I'm going to show you today. I have an article on zmedia.com called A Nation Under Threat by Their Government, Australia's Quarantine Camps. And I put this article together and said that we were initially told that quarantine camps in Australia were being built to replace existing temporary measures, currently repurposed hotels and other buildings. Again, this relates to what Christy and Alex were just discussing. And we were told that this was required to keep us safe. These have been dubbed Centers for National Resilience, and the Department of Finance claims that these centers will continue to support any ongoing quarantine requirements throughout the pandemic. But what we saw was Haley Hodgson's account of being taken to Howard Springs camp as a punishment for not obeying quarantine rules. So this camp was used to punish this woman for dissent. We also saw Northern Territory's Chief Minister Michael Gunner announcing that Aboriginal community members from Binjari had been escorted by the military to Howard Springs after 9 cases were discovered in the community. You just imagine a remote community, this Aboriginal community that the government keeps telling people they just care so much about Indigenous people that they have to strip you of your land rights to give it back to them. Oh, okay. That's what they're doing in Canada and Australia under the UN's UNDRIP, or the Universal, the UN's Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, which is a really lovely, fluffy document that says that they want to give rights back to Aboriginal people, until you go to Article 46 that essentially says, but you'll all be subjected to the UN anyway. I'm paraphrasing. But anyway, imagine these remote communities that the government keeps telling everyone they care about so much, having the military come, strip them from their homes and take them to this quarantine facility. And of course, we saw during that time all these broadcasts from the mainstream media and Aboriginal community leaders saying they were very happy to be there and keep their community safe. Oh, really? Why did they escape then? Because they did. And then there was a national manhunt broadcast on television showing how they were hunting for these Aboriginal people that were taken by the military to these camps, showing how the government was hunting them down. We have these camps all over Australia. This is a facility that's located in Alice Springs. We also have one in Darwin. I don't have a photo of that one. There is another one in Western Australia that was fast-tracked. It's called additional quarantine hubs, they say. It was a former Royal Australian Air Force base, and the compound is situated 45 kilometers from Perth. And the Department of Defense admits to a known contamination issue at the property, which relates to elevated levels of heavy metals in soil and groundwater. But this one, they said, will be able to hold about 1,000 people. We have these all over the country, and they call one of them Well Camp. What a horrible dystopian name. And of course, the video that I chose to include on that article has been removed from YouTube, because it features the former Premier of Queensland, Anastasia Palaszczuk, threatening unvaccinated people live on television. Team, can you please play clip zero, Palaszczuk Camps?
What about your hotel quarantine facility that you announced that will be built, I think, what, in the middle of next year? Do you still need that?
I think regional quarantine facilities are going to be needed into the future. We can't predict what's going to happen, but there may be a country that's declared a red spot or a no-go zone area, and we may need to bring back people from those different countries, and they'll need to be charted in. It's no different to what we saw, what we have seen during this pandemic. We'll also need it for unvaccinated people.
What about your hotel quarantine facility that you announced that will be built, I think, what, in the middle of next year? Do you still need that?
So we also need them for unvaccinated people. The reason I'm playing you that clip is because former Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk was in the mainstream media's spotlight as someone that was representative of the government, talking about how she didn't regret her decisions during that time, and she backed the decisions that she made as Premier, with, oh, this poor Premier that just was doing her best at the time, threatening to lock up dissidents on live television. Threatening to lock up dissidents on live television. This is what they did, and we must never, never forget it. After the break, I'm going to show you some more clips about what they are preparing the Australian people for, and really the people of the world for, in conjunction with the WHO and some of their plans for the next pandemic, which is really what this entire thing was about, setting up for the next pandemic. They said the WHO said we have to deal with misinformation, and we've got to get the public on board for mass surveillance and vaccinations moving forward. So we're going to look at all of that after the break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show. I'll see you after this short break.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news. Folks, it's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere telling you, the New World Order's coming. It's here. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z of ZMedia.com. And now we're going to talk about this that was aired on the mainstream media in Australia this week. And why is this important? Well, first of all, I did a full breakdown of this last night on live, and I just had to cover it again for the international audience because of the fact that you can see the cover-ups that the government is going to, the effort that the government is going to cover up their crimes in every single country. And you have the mainstream media, in my opinion, trying to placate the public and make it, you know, at least the boomers that still tune into these broadcasts, make them feel like, oh yes, something is being done to address all the mishaps during COVID. You know, the government did the best that they could with the best health advice that they had. Meanwhile, we know that this was a lockstep operation. We have the documents to prove that. And of course, their intention, as we've said a million times before, COVID was a test run for what they really want to do. I've mentioned on this broadcast the first time that Alex asked me to host his Sunday show, I exposed the Melbourne experiment, which after that broadcast, all of a sudden, the university responsible for publishing that pulled it off their website. Weird. Really weird. InfoWars is a very, very powerful outlet. Don't ever underestimate its power. And so in that broadcast, we covered how the UN, and you can still find it, Google UN Melbourne experiment. It's on their website. The UN was bragging about how the most locked down city in the West was a living lab experiment that was going to extend beyond COVID for keeping people locked up indefinitely for saving the planet. This is what this experiment was. And this is, of course, what the smart city agenda is about. This is, of course, why they test run COVID the way that they did. Remember the violence against the Australian population. Team, if you have that clip, if you know that clip out of Australia, the one that's viral everywhere about the clashes with police and protesters where they are brutalizing the Australian people, just play it over the top of what I'm talking. If not, that's fine. We'll get to another clip later. The most brutal responses in Canada, horses trampling on innocent protesters, unarmed protesters. In Australia, shooting at unarmed protesters with rubber bullets. This was a test run. And so what we're going to do is play some of the clips from that mainstream media atrocity that they called After COVID Spotlight. Team, if you can cue clip one, please.
Oh, just actually, enjoy. The amount of COVID-associated deaths have come down, obviously, since the height of the pandemic. Is that because of the measures we took, or would that have happened anyway?
Look, the vaccination has made a huge impact. That was the game changer. I mean, we've also got antivirals. So if people do get to hospital, we have measures to treat them and reduce their mortality. But certainly this hybrid immunity, immunity from natural infection with COVID, immunity from vaccines has made a difference. And that's something we as a, not just a nation, but as a global community can be proud of.
Wow, guys, we can be proud of the fact that we injected billions of doses
of lethal injections into the arms of people all over the world. We can really be proud of that. And of course we have antivirals now. So that's why the COVID death numbers have come down. Well, we actually had antivirals at the time, but, if you recall, at least in Australia, the government banned ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine right before the mandates at 5 p.m. on a Friday. Ivermectin was banned. I wonder why that was. Oh, but let's credit the antivirals now because we have them now. We had them before. You just didn't let people use them. You wanted them to take a lethal injection. But the interesting thing is that they talk about how the death numbers have decreased. Well, you know, do I need to cover again that the PCR test is not a diagnostic tool? It cannot distinguish between COVID and a common cold, whatever COVID is, by the way. It cannot distinguish between the two. And yet that was what was used naturally when you had people being told, oh, you have to test to leave your local area. We were going to have false positives. Those tests are almost guaranteed to produce false positives. So of course we're going to have blown up case numbers in the community when more people are being told you have to test to, you know, leave your house. And so naturally the cases have gone down now. Less people are using PCR tests. And of course, I brought to everyone's attention again, do you remember that all of a sudden during COVID there was no influenza? We had no cases of the flu, literally zero in Australia, never before seen in history, zero cases of the flu. I'm not sure how many numbers were in the United States. And then all of a sudden, after the mandates were done, we suddenly had the flu resurrect again just in time for a vaccine that was a joint lethal shot for COVID and the flu together. Wow. Big Pharma must be so happy that the flu decided to resurrect from the dead at that time when they had their dual vaccine ready. Of course, it's not a vaccine. It's a biological weapon. There is a nurse that appears on that broadcast who's discussing her mental health. Team, can you go to clip four, please?
My name's Michelle Spence, and throughout the whole of COVID, I was the nurse unit manager at Royal Melbourne Intensive Care. We started to really see what happened overseas and what was happening, you know, morgues out the front of hospitals and things like that. It became a really, really scary time. There's no doubt pre-vaccination, staff were terrified, and I as a leader was terrified. I would say, okay, today we're going to do this. And they would say, okay. And then I would go home and I'd think, what if that's the wrong thing? What if that process that we're doing, someone gets COVID and someone, you know, it dies from COVID, you know, or takes it home to their family?
So that clip, we superimposed footage out of COVID land. A fantastic documentary. Credit to Alex and the team for that documentary, that three-part documentary series. I encourage everyone to watch it if you haven't seen it. It's up on band.video. And you can really just search COVIDland anywhere. You'll find it, Rumble. And the reason that we did that was because her recollection of events versus what the mainstream media was showing us, and Alex so brilliantly articulates that in COVIDland when he says a very disturbing trend of dancing nurses came out on TikTok. And there are videos of these nurses literally twerking in the middle of the world's deadliest pandemic ever. But we have this press release nurse that comes on this mainstream media broadcast to tell us about how it was such a difficult time. And, you know, every day she was questioning her decisions. She then goes on to say that she was actually suffering from sleep deprivation and other mental health issues. Doesn't determine at what point those issues started happening. But my question is, what you're seeing on your screen right now, I wonder whether that's a result of mental health issues, and how many of these people were actually fit at the time to adequately treat these people? How many of them were making poor decisions because of behavior that they were doing like this, you know, dancing and behaving like, I mean, this is the most dystopian thing I've seen in my life. We're facing a deadly pandemic and these people are doing dance routines on TikTok. It's just absurd. But if this is what they were being encouraged to do, to post on TikTok, how many of them were actually mentally fit enough to understand that remdesivir was killing their patients and they're actually responsible for the needless deaths of I don't know how many around the world. It certainly wasn't COVID killing most of these people. It was the hospital protocols. They were murdered by hospital protocol. So that is very, very important to remember when we look back on COVID and remember all of the citizen journalists that were going into these hospitals while the mainstream media was telling us, oh, the hospitals are overflowing. All of the queues are just, there's people lining up, and they can't get there to get tested in time. And then you had citizen journalists going out there, and God bless them for their efforts, saying, the ward is empty. You had nurses, footage of nurses saying it's all propaganda. The wards are not overflowing. We literally have no one in here. And I just, even in my comments last night, I saw how they were, someone was saying they were actually purposely emptying wards and moving them to smaller wards to make it look like they were more full than they were. We did not have a pandemic, people. We did not have a pandemic. This was a scam from start to finish. But the Australian media wants to push that we really need to continue having vaccines and manufacturing vaccines. I want to go to clip 8, where the Australian police open fire. Team, if you can play that.
Look around the back, guys. They're shooting.
Better get back, guys. They're shooting. Better get back, guys. They're shooting. That was the Australian police. Open fire of rubber bullets on the Australian people, desecrating the Shrine of Remembrance, a very important memorial site in Australia, where the unarmed, innocent protesters essentially sought refuge, only to be shot at with rubber bullets by the police. And of course, the mainstream media reported this as, they even capsicum spray couldn't deter the protesters, and one police officer was injured. What about the people that were assaulted with extreme violence by the police, by the police state? These New World Order goons that came out, violated any form of protecting the public, and came and shot with rubber bullets at unarmed citizens. What about that violence and brutality? No, we won't talk about that. We'll talk about the one police officer that sustained injuries. Okay, no worries. It's no wonder that the people have contempt for law enforcement. I remember the days where law enforcement used to be respected. But when I see those clips, I have nothing but contempt for every single one of the officers who participated in that. You are not worthy of even a grain of respect, and may they remember it, and may they wake up every single morning ashamed of what they did. And next time, stand and resist the tyranny rather than being the arm of the CCP. Sick, sick. Then we have that same premier who threatened Australians on national television, threatened unvaccinated people that she was going to put them into concentration camps, talking about the virus. Team, please go to clip 10.
It was the toughest of times, and I do understand the anger that was out there in the community, and don't think for a moment that we wanted this to happen. It was the necessary tools that we had to use as a country to fight this virus. This virus was real. There were people dying around the world, and other parts of the world used lockdowns to suppress the virus.
This virus was real, she says. It's never been isolated, but I digress. And we used the necessary measures, she says. The necessary measures that included threatening to lock people inside concentration camps on national television. The necessary measures that included shooting at unarmed protesters with rubber bullets. The necessary measures including mandatory lethal injections at the risk of not being able to feed your family. Those are the necessary measures that she's talking about, everyone. The masks that are known to have negative health effects on the body, including cancer, that don't stop transmission of viruses. That's not what they do. Those are the necessary measures that she feels she needed to take and that other, and the governments all around the world needed to take. The government of China, who Trudeau praises and all the governments praise and Bill Gates says is so great, the way that they dealt with COVID, they locked their people inside burning buildings and burnt them to death to deal with COVID. So those are the kinds of measures that they're saying we took the measures that were necessary, guys. And in the meantime, we built all these camps all over the world. We're still building them for the next pandemic. We are dealing with psychopathic people, everyone, and we must never forget it. We must never forget it. I said in my live stream last night, I don't want to make people relive the trauma of COVID, albeit we are not victims. But it is absolutely vital to remember what these maniacs will do given the opportunity. Given the opportunity, they will go to extreme measures to make you comply or else, because ultimately they want you dead. Their goal is to reduce the world's population and they will do whatever it takes to achieve that goal. And so we must never forget it. We must never forget the day that Jacinda Ardern, former Prime Minister of New Zealand, stood at the UN saying, we, governments, are at war with the people who disagree with us. And everyone in that room at the UN got up and clapped, yes, yes, we're at war with the people. This really happened inside the United Nations. And so we have another clip that I want to air here in these last couple of minutes where one of these experts there says that we didn't go hard enough. Clip 13, please, team.
I think we've covered a lot of stuff in this discussion, but I think it is important to realise that one reason we haven't seen all the terrible high numbers of deaths with COVID, even though we talk about excess deaths being 14 to 20 million, is because of what we did. It could have been a lot worse, particularly in those early days. Now, the second thing is when we locked down Australia, we should have made sure that hotel quarantine was impenetrable. And if you look at the Victorian report, the official report into it, it looks like the hotel quarantine was, the policy was from conception to inception. It was just a couple of days. That's because it's something that hadn't been done before. So that's a lesson we need to learn for the next pandemic.
For the next pandemic, we need to learn from quarantining people. We need to learn from the measures that we took, including injecting everyone. And one of the other professors, Robert Boy, says, oh, you know, we need to pre-vaccinate everyone. In fact, actually, clip 14, I haven't got that one over to you guys. Never mind. He says we need to preemptively inject people to prevent pandemics. This is where it's moving, folks. You can look at the CSIRO's contribution to Australia's pandemic preparedness plan and see that they talk about preemptively vaccinating people to prevent climate change-induced pandemics, because humans going into nature is what is causing pandemics in the future to mutate and, you know, magically appear because you took your child to the park this week. That is the model for the world moving forward. That is the excuse that they're using, and they already are, and they're saying, oh, immigration is bringing, you know, is causing this because of climate change induced immigration. That's what's causing pandemics to mutate, and it's the biggest load of pseudoscience you've heard in your life. But this is what these people are telling us now. There is a very, very powerful question that was asked of the media in that particular broadcast. I want to go to clip 18, please, team.
Hi, my name is Aisha Gokno-Shanal. I was one of the few people in the legal sector who took on the TGA and the rest of the government establishment for government corruption and medical corruption. My question to you is, as a person who is not vaccinated, who did not take a single COVID-19 vaccine, why isn't there a research done 3 years in now comparing the immune systems of those who got the first dose, the second dose, and the third dose, and the aftermath, and the latency periods in comparison to how the non-vaccinated are faring right now. We have a society that is chronically ill in winter season, and it is not the unvaccinated. Thank you very much.
Robert, why don't we give that one to you?
Australia has among the best immunologists in the world, and we've won two Nobel Prizes. We do take that seriously. We do look at the responses to vaccination. We do look at people who have had no exposure to COVID or vaccination, and their immune systems are compared. So you're wrong. And as to being healthy, that's great. I'm really pleased for you. But the people who've had COVID, who haven't been vaccinated, get more severe disease, and they're more likely to get long COVID.
Really? Why did New South Wales Health stop reporting the data of the hospitalizations? Because most of the people inside the hospitals were injected people. So we look at that data, and it provides absolutely no evidence to back up his claims. And of course, we know that that is not the case. We even have the Australian Journal of Practitioners actually admitting now, this is former MP Craig Kelly saying, even the Australian Journal of General Practitioners can no longer hide the truth. They've literally admitted that the possibility that long COVID could be related to the vaccines is important, but the focus here is on the notion that the vaccine could cause some sort of immunosuppression, could lead to autoimmunity and cancer. And you have here, whoops, from Steve Kirsch, whoops, now in the peer-reviewed literature, a 37% loss of life expectancy if you got a COVID shot. You also have this new study that was previously censored by The Lancet, by Nicholas Holscher. Dr. Peter McCullough is also an author there. We found that 73% of deaths were directly due to or significantly contributed to by COVID-19 vaccination. So those are the numbers that the people are looking at. And we have reports now of the fact that Channel 7 actually, this is reported by that some of the people in that crowd, that Channel 7 actually censored what ensued following that exchange. The public actually, according to that leaked audio that I've heard, the public actually was presenting the panel with facts, and they were, of course, not those actual facts. So that's very interesting. I do want to play another couple of clips here, because we have that same doctor talking about how the WHO has recommended. We have an economist, Gigi Foster, who's done a really good job there of challenging them, and he goes straight to disinformation. Team, if you can please play clip 20.
Can I say something?
Gigi, go.
So I think that what we're seeing here is a symptom of a modern problem that we have with people who are often making decisions in positions of authority, trying to do the right thing, I think, usually, very separated from kind of the people on the street. And the people on the street are getting their information from sources other than the mainstream news, other than the health head of the department in various states, other than the kind of mainstream peer-reviewed journals. They're getting information from a lot of independent media, from a lot of independent scholars, some of whom are extremely good. And I would very strongly recommend that you guys have a look at non-mainstream sources of information. You may discover something.
Well, I'll speak for both of you. I'm sure you have in that regard. But I want to get to another question, Sanjay, very briefly.
One of the major things that the WHO has said to continue doing with COVID is to look at disinformation and address it.
So he is openly saying there that any independent sources are disinformation spreaders. She's saying people are looking at other sources. I mean, I made this point last night. You cannot tell me that Dr. Peter McCullough, one of the most published, peer-reviewed, published people in his field in history, over 600 peer-reviewed publications, is an independent or some sort of fringe doctor, and yet the only people who would platform such an esteemed doctor, really, apart from, you know, Fox News, I guess, is independent media, because he was labeled as you know, fringe by these mainstream media outlets, or even ignored by these mainstream media outlets. And so Gigi Foster is correctly there saying maybe you should look at independent sources who will tell you about this peer-reviewed study. It is peer-reviewed. They will tell you about it. I would love to see this particular peer-reviewed study on a WHO-approved source there, Dr. Sanjaya, that says that 73.9% of deaths were directly due to or significantly contributed by COVID vaccination. But I don't know that we'll see that on Channel 7 or any mainstream media outlet. You can go and watch my full analysis of that absolute atrocity on Rumble. It's also going to be up on zmedia.com this morning and on band.video later today. The important message that I want to leave with everyone is imagine if you didn't have dissident voices in that period and you just had the lies, safe and effective, and the fear and the absolute psychological torture from these maniacs during COVID telling you that you were going to die unless you got a lethal injection. God bless InfoWars. God bless independent media. Please continue to support it as much as you can, as well as standing for your right to speak freely and think freely. I'll see you.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these, because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off. Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.